you could be right on the issue of Rachel about Tov. Rachel about Tov is not because you said Hashem is saying Hashem is about Tov. Can Hashem about Tov is only on the line of Hashem in the Tov? Yes, there.
And according to the Rav, going to Shevach, if they want to help by the Antichrist, they're all out there.
I don't think so. We only prohibit brachas. We don't prohibit tzeitzum. Say tzeitzum. We have a bracha. A bracha about Torah you're not allowed to say. But now the Shevach you are allowed. I think we started learning Simchas Hamatzot about the head to have struck it, the bar to bomb. The head to have struck it, the end to clear shma. Bena prochim is more of a heta, and emta peret is a little less of a heta. And there's a machloekis in the Tanoim, in the Meir of Yudas. Exactly, to what extent do you have a heta bena prochim, and to what extent do you have a little less of a heta, the emta peret. So one of the considerations is, are you shoyl or are you meishis? That's one consideration. Are you shoyl or are you meishis? Are you initiating the greeting, or are you responding to someone else's greeting? And the other consideration is it something I covered only, or is it even more, is it something Hayira? So what does it mean, this thing Hayira? Hayira means, Mamish, he's afraid he's going to kill him. So that's a Mechaber, right? Even them to Shmona Esher, even them to persecution, you're permitted to be master. It's not over the Zora that you should say, Yerub Bal Yaba. If it's a really Mishneh Hayira, if it's really a Takana, then for sure you're master wherever you have to. We're not talking about such a case. Even Mishneh Hayira means, in a case of Obi the Imo, where there's a Chobas Mora, there's a Mitzvah Mora, or Rabbi Muvok, where there's a Din of Mora. There's two Din, just like by Kibbutz Aviyim, there are two distinct Mitzvahs, there's Kibbutz and there's Mora. So too by Tamil Chachamim, the Gemara seems to say that there are two distinct Mitzvahs. There's Kvot Tamil Chachamim, the Hadarsa. The Hadarsa means to be Mechabit. The Hadarsa Pnei Zokin is the Zesha Konachach, you have to be Mechabit, Tamil Chachamim. And then the Gemara learns that, Rabbi Kibbutz learns that from the Pasuk at Hashem alakech hasira, the rabbi tamid hachamim, that mora rabbach kimor shemaim, and basically says that kimor only goes on rabbi muvok. So by rabbi muvok, in addition to kavod, you have the din of mora, and by rabbi shenim muvok, by samu tamachacham, you have only a din of kavod. Here the Mishnah Berurah, so that's the definition of mitznei amora. Mitznei ayira does mean I'm afraid he's going to kill me. Mitznei ayira means, to greet one's parents but is a mitzvah mora, or to greet one's Rebbe Muvik but is a mitzvah mora, or the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what's another case of Mishnah Amora, Koshkei Melech Oyanos, that you're afraid, that you there's what to be afraid, even though there's no real hashash, that there's no Sachik Sakana right now, that's also called in Mishnah Ayira. Okay. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes Chiddush, this is Kotten Hay on page 198. He's quoting from the Prima Gordon. So he says, Rabbi Muvok Shikach Terosa Himenu, Afapi Shehu Gordon Batara Ata Yersimi Rabbo. But so the Talmud learned by this Rebbe many years ago, and it's Rav Chachmasa Himenu, but then the Talmud continued learning later, and he's greater than the Rebbe is. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gordon, Afapi Shehu Gordon Batara Ata Yersimi Rabbo, even though the Talmud now knows how to learn better than the Rebbe. Still, that Rebbe is still called Rabbi Muvok. Is that talk of the din? I didn't think the din was correct. I thought any Rebbe that I once learned by, even if he just taught me out there, any Rebbe that I once learned by, even if I know how to learn better than him, he has his din of Rabbi, but not Rabbi Muvok. Rabbi Muvok means Shavuot Chachmas Ehemenu, and he is greater than me. He is greater than me. But if I'm greater than him, that going to be called Rabbi Nova? I don't know. That's what he quotes from the Prima Zod.
How can you estimate what you would look like to me?
Who asked from the Shilas? The Rebbe asked the Talmud the Shilas. The Talmud doesn't ask the Rebbe the Shilas anymore. Now, obviously, he's great. Everybody's asking Shilas to the Talmud, and no one's asking Shilas to the Rebbe anymore. And this Rebbe had the major influence on this Talmud that he should become the great Talmud of the year. There is such a possibility. There is, I don't know if it's true in this case, there is such a possibility. I'm just wondering, we should look in Yeridaeus to see whether that corresponds to what it says in Yeridaeus. Yeah, but then he still retains the status of Rabbi Lubach even after I become greater than the Rebbe. Is that so? I didn't think that was correct, yeah. Right, that's how the, I think, you know, from the Bali Ataisis, they have a tshuva like that. But you say there's Manas there, you don't really have a person who has the status of Rabbi Mubak, very big. You don't have a person, Rabbi Mubak, because Rav Chochma Seinu was from Svarim. So we learn all the things from Svarim. At the time that the Torah Shabbat was transmitted early, then it was Moshach to have a Rabbi Mubak. Once in a long while, you have a Rabbi Mubak today, also a person who has left such an impression on the Talmidim. That he left such an imprint that it's not the Rokhov Mata in there. But yeah, most of our knowledge is from Swarm. Yeah. That's what the Prima Burden says. That's what he goes into. The question is that what it says in Yeridaeus? Is that so? I don't know. We just have to take out a Yeridaeus and check to see if it's so. I don't know. I thought it wasn't so. I thought that that's called the Talmud Chaver. That once the Talmud already learned so much, that he knows how to learn the same as the Rebbe Amur, then the Rebbe will no longer retain the status of Rabbi Amur. You got to take a look and see. Then the Mishkavura has a Chiddush and it's cut in Zion. According to Bhagavad Gita, Mishavachranim. If you have a Talmud Chacham Muslim Bidoro, even though I never learned by him, he has the status of Rabbi Mubak also in the Zachiyav of Moro. That's what Taisus in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas has an Agada said that when Chana brought her son Shmuel, the little child, to Eli, the Eli was a Meir Alach B'Shnei Rabba. He started to deal with the practice that they had in Mishkan Shiva, that they insisted on having Shechitas Karban done by a Kohen. So the little boy Shmuel, at the age of two, said that it wasn't right, that you don't need a Kohen. So, and then he convinced Eli that Eli was wrong, and that he, the little boy, was right, and Shechitas shared the Zayin. Let's talk about this. We talked about the little boy, that Shechitas shared the Zayin. So the Gemara says that Eli said, you're right, Ingala, you're right, but you chayv misa b'dei shemayim because you're mara halacha b'shnei rabbi. Should have been a little more respectful. The Chana was pleading with him, alanara, that's salosi. Now you're going to kill my little baby because mara halacha b'shnei rabbi. Have rachmanis. She didn't have any children all along. She was so aggravated. Then she was davening. And then with nitzim in the floor, she had a baby. And now the baby's going to be punished because mara halacha b'shnei rabbi. So he said, okay, so we'll be meichel. So we'll be meichel on his covered, and they shouldn't punish the baby min ha-shamayim. So Taisus says, what kind of Mara Alocha B'Shnei Rabbi? That wasn't his Rebbe. This is the first time in his life that he ever met Eli HaKohen. How is he his Rebbe? He walked into the Beit HaMikdash, he became already his Rebbe. He walked into the Mishkan Shiloh. So Taisus is Mechadish there, and that's quoted there, and it's quoted the other day also. That if an individual is one of his Goli Hador, then he has the status of Rabbi Mubich, even though you never learned by him. That's the Mishkan Shiloh, it's Kassim Zayin. He's quoting the Achrayim like that. He's talking like that. He's talking like that. He's talking like Al-Tali B'Chlam Mora, he has the status of Rabbi Mubak. Pashto says that that's why the Pesachim of the Bez Nagor Labayni. The Pesach says, whenever you have a Shaila, keep on Muchadol Alam Mishpat, we come to the Alif Alam Rokim, the Pesachim of the Bez Nagor Labayni. Why is that? Because The basic din is the pesukim of the Rabbi Muva Kabbani. Whenever the Talmidim don't know what the din is, so they have to follow the Rabbi Muva. And so they have many rabbis. So the Rabbi Muva is the one whose pesuk has to be followed. And the Bezen HaGadol has the status of Rabbi Muvuk of everybody in the generation because they are the Gedolei Hador. They're supposed to be appointed based on who was the greatest Talmid HaChacham in the generation. They're supposed to be appointed based on political consideration. Which party is in the coalition, and that party has the right to appoint all the members they want into the Bezen HaGadol. Supposed to be based on their grades and their chinuch and shiva. You better take it seriously, the prince. Yeah. So the pastor says that that's the Yisrael Adin of the whole din, that the psalm of the Rebbe Muvik Abayni is exactly the pshat in the pasuk, that the psalm of the Bezna Gadol Abayni. So there is a fascinating Bir Halacha here on this siman, where he raises a question regarding the whole din, the Meshiv Shalom L'chal Adam. Why are you Meshiv Shalom L'chal Adam? That is Kavod Aviv. What is Kavod Aviv based on? All men were created B'Tzelem Elokim. So the question is that type of what it's based on? All Chaviv Adam Shenivir B'Tzelem Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru Avonim L'Amachim. So which is it? The Kavod Aviv is based on the Tzelem Elokim that includes Nachim as well, or does it only apply to Yisrael? Because it's really based on based on bottom lambachim. So the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha over here quotes from the Pirush HaMishnayos to HaRambam that it does include nachim. Says the Pirush HaRambam that the din of Kavod Aviv does include nachim. There are certain halachim, let's say a kohen is metamei to a meis mitzvah, that's only for the meis mitzvah Yisrael. The meis mitzvah nachri not, that's after he's dead. Because now the nachri is alive, there is a din of Kavod Aviv. There is a din of Kavod Aviv. That's the Bir Halacha on page 198, the second Bir Halacha. L'chol Adam, Ein Dali Orav, Mashayev B'Shem Aram, Muchot Alakam Bavadai Mutal Hashim. So that's included also in Kavod Aviv. That's the question here, if this din is really based on Kavod Aviv, so how did they, that's the pasuk, if you bought the bomb, they had to have sukkah, so how did the Rishonim know to make a Kavod Aviv to answer Amin Yehi Shmei Rabba? I mean, Yehi Shmei Rabba, one of them is, if you take Kavod Aviyas, you're Maktik, certainly we take Kavod Amokam. Why? We don't do other mitzvahs in the middle of Krishna. How do you know that you're allowed to answer Yehi Shmei Rabba? On Tzidzalad we learned yesterday, they called somebody up for an aliyah, so there was a machloik Yisrael Rishonim. So some Rishonim said, the Mishnah says, the minute today is, like those Rishonim who say, that you are Maktik, you do take the aliyah. Because if they cover that beer, you're mafsik in the middle of Krishna, certainly if they cover that beer. How is it a certain thing? Cover that beer is a separate din. It's unrelated. How do you know that cover that beer is more common? That cover that beer is more common than cover that beer? In a certain sense, cover that beer has an angle, has an aspect that cover that beer doesn't have. That's the Tzelem Elokim, Bonim Lamachim. I don't know. But that's what we pass from Shulchan. We pass him with a Kavod Aviv. But his din is cover that beer. It's a Kavod Aviv that you can answer Amin Yehi Shmei Rabba. The Kavachayim that you can take an Aliyah in the middle because of Kavod Aviv is more common than Kavod Aviv.
You don't want to address Kavod and not engage in that introduction. He was expressed that there have been some actors on Kavod Aviv and they were being observed on Kavod Amokam and he said Hashem and she were asked and they were guessing and he was, you know, passed on the Shulchan. So isn't that sort of the representative of Kavod Amokam from that and the beginning? So it was an aesthetic that was making that
Kavod Aviv?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know, but he's not talking about that to have something with a Krishna.
Yeah, he's talking just some of the other.
In general, in general, maybe they chose Kavod Aviv. I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch, that's what we assume, that the Kavod Aviv even applies and they have to have something. Okay.
So good. Okay.
Then there's a Then there's a Machloikis. Where is the Machloikis again? Here, 2 days. On the top of page Kuf. Top line of page Kuf, that's Simas Amavav 2 days. A person didn't have his Talis and Tillin before Davin. And then they give him the Talis and Tillin in between Yotzer Amoris and Avar Abba. So what's the difference? is he permitted to be mafsik to put on the talisman for him or not? With a bracha, yes. What's the deal with a bracha? There's two questions. One question is to put on a talisman tefillin. That's a hefsik is not only with dibur, hefsik is with a pu'ula as well. Kalachayma. Madach only dibur is hefsik. Kalachayma is a person does a pu'ula that doesn't belong over there. So it's a question on top of a question. The first shaila is, Tafik Agabisov, first off, he cares, is it a hefsik if he's going to put, should he put on a talisman tefillin? And second shafik is, maybe Achidim Tinflam, you should put it on. Should he say the bracha or not? So the Mechaber writes that Yochel Lahavtik Bein HaProkim Lohanicham V'yivorech Aleh. Both. He says you may be Mavtik Bein HaProkim to put them on and to say the Baruch HaYoh. And the Ramot says you should only put on and you shouldn't say the Baruch. Yesham Mishnah Lo Yivorech Aleihem Adlach HaTfilin. You should put it on now and say the Baruch later. L'hach Inohuv Me'in Yan Talit. So he means that it's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Mechaber says that you should put on with a Baruch, and the Ramot says you should put on without a Baruch. And the Ramah makes a compromise. We divide between talis and tefillin. That tefillin is more important than talis. So tefillin you may put on with a bracha. And the talis the person should put on without a bracha. I don't understand. The last line in the Mishnah Berurah says Zayin. He has a shaila. What if a person is in shul and everybody's sitting around? And they're all wearing their talisim, and they all know that he normally wears a talis, so he's embarrassed why he doesn't have a talis on. Obviously he came late, or obviously he didn't have a talis ready, or something went wrong today, so he's embarrassed. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, Kavod Abiyus. So Mishnah Kavod Abiyus, according to the Nevadaizer, Mishnah Kavod Abiyus, so you can violate a din de Rabbanah, so you're allowed to put on your talis with a bracha. How are they going to know when I said a bracha now? The Ramah says he put on a talis without a bracha. So the Kavod Abiyus is Tam Dereh, he's wearing the talis. Why is reciting the bracha necessary in the Tam Kavod Abiyus? I don't understand how this left line in the question says Zion in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes it from the Eben Ha'Izra, that's one of the commentaries on the side. How does this fit in with the Ramah?
I don't know. Someone put a talis and they're not throwing a talis, he's not going to make a bracha and throw it out of
the way. Yeah.
The
Ramah there, I think, also is against the Taz. Taz is against the Ramah. I think so. I think the Taz is against the Ramah. Could be. And the last line is assuming that you follow the Taz. That it's not proper, it's preferable not to put on the Talis at all, rather than to put on the Talis without a Brah. Maybe? But something missing in the Mishnah Berurah. Because the line before he says, the Prima Gadim says, we follow the Ramah's compromise between Talis and Tefillin. And then he says the next line, but if he's embarrassed, then he should put it on with a bracha. He should just say, put it on without a bracha. How does that fit? Mishnah and Lamed Gimel quote the whole literature here from the Taz and from the Sharik Shuva. It's on page Kuf Aleph regarding those who have the practice to recite Maravis on Leil Yontif. They add on Piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. On Leil Yontif, so in most of the Sidurim, they change the Nusach of the Groch. Instead of saying Goal Yisrael, they say Tzur Yisrael the Goalo. So this is a problem because it's against the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that in the bracha of Zval Yisrael in Shacharis and in Meiriv in the Bichas Kriyashma Gulot, Bichas Gulot Kriyashma, so the bracha is Lishaova, Goal Yisrael. And in Shmon Esri, the Gemara says the bracha is Lahabo, Goel Yisrael. Reino Yon Yenu, the famous bracha is Goel Yisrael, is also Tula Ad Lahabo. The Rabbani Shalom should arrange for a Gula. So here they change the Nusach, Tzur Yisrael to Goalo, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's supposed to be in the past, it's supposed to be Goal Yisrael. So he says that some Achreinim on the Yashiv the practice, Bava Mevava was in the Yashiv, the Taz gave some kind of a Shorah Teres also. He says the real answer is that you shouldn't change the Nusach. But the Anshe Maisa, Nogu Loimar, Gam the Marav is go al Yisrael. That's what he quotes from the Shavuot Shiva. That's what he does from his own Megon. He quotes from his own Megon that there are three brachas that the Olam changed, and he felt that you shouldn't be Mishana the Nusach HaBracha, forgetting about past tense or future. He probably shouldn't be Mishana the Nusach HaBracha, and Mikifima should pick two Anshik Tense HaGdoyma. And one of them was in Marav is that it's not right to say to the soul go alo. The other one is when they duchen. So the Minig Olam is that the Chazan says in the Shemana Esrei, that bracha was recited in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara and the Poskim and the Rishon that you're supposed to change the Nusach HaBracha instead of HaMachaz Yishchinot to say Shosolavat Chabiyur Navoy. That's a minig. So the only one was opposed to that. He thought that you should leave the Nusach of HaMachaz Yishchinot to Litzin, and maybe he changed the Nusach before that. If you're going to say HaMachaz Yishchinot to Litzin, so then you end up, it's a Chazayin Berachmin HaMach. If you want to have Ne'ena Chassim or Samach Lachassim. But if you're going to say Shavuot Chalavat Chabiyur and Avoy, then you rearrange everything before. So depending on how you plan to conclude the Chassim of the Bracha, that's how you should say, that's how you should arrange the two lines immediately before the Chassim of the Bracha. And the third bracha that the Vilna Gaon was not happy about that the change was Oysa HaSholem. And I'll say it to make sure that the Gemara doesn't say you're supposed to change in Rishach Oysa HaSholem. He said you should leave Hamroch HaSambisov HaSholem. Where did it come from? Some communities had a practice that all year long, such as Rishach in Italy, all year long they say Oysa HaSholem. And then the meaning was that we say HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh. He changed that to the Gemara. So the meaning developed that when we say Oysa Sholem in Reimov at the end of the Shmon Esrei, when the Chazan says at the end of the Kaddish Sholem, or Kaddish Nisqablus, it says Oysa HaSholem in Reimov. So it says in the Sufei HaMinhag, you say Oysa HaSholem. So somehow the people understood that just like it changed to Oysa HaSholem instead of Oysa Sholem in Reimov, HaSholem is like HaMelech HaMishpat, special. So it's over here, instead of HaMelech HaSholem, you should change to Oysa HaSholem. So the one who said that's a mistake. Anshik Nes HaGdolah will never mistaken to change the Nusach of the book. These are the three brachas that he quoted. The book felt that it's not right to change. Yeah.
On the previous issue on the tag, it was the preface or not to put on the top at all than put it on the data bracha.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you mentioned the tag to the rest that's based on the Rambam. It sounds like you said that a Sikha kind of put the matter on the Mitzvah.
Yeah, that's what I suggested.
It's
from the Mitzvah, yeah.
How does the Rambam then explain women volunteering the Mitzvah Shei Shadman Gamma if he says that they can't make a bracha?
Okay, not allowed to say a bracha. Sometimes there's a Mitzvah that you don't say a bracha. You don't say. But any Mitzvah that's supposed to have a bracha, so it's not proper to do it without the bracha. If you're violating a Mitzvah. Here there is a Machloike is the din is that you require Smichas Geulah L'Tfilah, and Ani Aslamein, there is a Machloike is whether one should say Amen after Gaal Yisrael, after his own bracha. We spoke about it a couple of days ago, no? Whenever you have a series of bracha, so the Rambam's opinion is that you say Amen at the conclusion of the final bracha. But according to Rashi and Taisus, there's no such halacha, especially if you're only Birch Samazin, to serve as a reminder to the problem, they should go back to work. So the Shad is over here, at the end of Gaal Yisrael, this is the conclusion of the Bichas Kriyashna, so should one answer Amen after Bichas Tashma. So the Mechabit goes to Ram, theoretically should have said Amen. The reason why we don't is because it would constitute a heftik and you need Smichas Gula L'Tfula. And the Ramad disagrees and he says, no, why is that? That's not a problem of Smichas Gula L'Tfula. Ramad doesn't hold that you say Amen after Bichas Tashma. We don't hold like that Rambam Bichlal. We don't say Amen after Yishtabach, we don't say Amen after Yehalalucha. Even though it's the end of a series of brachas. We only say after the Bichas HaMazon. But let's say I finished Gaal Yisrael and I didn't start Shema Nesher yet, and somebody else finishes Gaal Yisrael out loud. So then the Ramah says, you should answer Amen. The Ramah doesn't mean you should say Amen after your own brachas. The Ashkenazim don't have that practice for Chlam, but only the Rambam in the race. But if someone else says Gaal Yisrael, then you do say Amen. The Mechaba holds no, that even to say Amen on that brach itself, that's also considered after. So let's say Hanagel Allah, another case, let's say, this is a common practice. A lot of people sitting in the sukkah and everybody saying kiddush at the same time. And I finish Baruch Pri Avraham, And on someone, I overhear the way someone else finishes both the Agrafen. Also, and I didn't begin, the next Agrafen was finished. I finished the Mikadish Mitzvah, the Hazmanim, and I'm about to sit down and drink the wine or whatever. And then the other guy also finishes Mikadish Mitzvah, the Hazmanim. So should I enter a name if it is Agrafen? And he say, no, it's a heftik between the Agrafen and the drinking of the wine. What's the heftik? He said, I'm saying Amen. It's the same Agrafen that I just said Amen. Is that called a heftik? So the Achrayim say, unless I'm in the middle of putting on tefillin, so between Shalyad and Shalosh, the Gemara says you're not permitted to be Mopsik. But if the other one, and I'm Mopsik, someone's saying Shalosh Ani Goy, someone else saying Laniach Tefillin, so I'm going to say Amen to Abrach Laniach Tefillin. That's what we're holding by Laniach Tefillin. So that's considered a heftik, or is that considered Mamish the same thing? So it's not a Brach of Latolah to say Amen, it's a Shal, is it a heftik? Why should it be a heftik if it's the same Brach? Is that going to be right? But Lechayra does the Minchas Aluza has a tshuva about this, and there's a Shari tshuva about it. So he says, really, this machleg is a mechaber in the Ramah. So the mechaber says, even our main to that bracha itself constitutes a heftik whenever you're not allowed to be mafkik in the Ramah. Sounds like he disagrees. Pashto says that that should be 10 on this machleg. Yeah, what if the person doesn't have his talus and tefillin? And here is a shaila. Let's say, comes up every so often, a person misplaced his tefillin, talus and tefillin, whatever. So he has a choice of either daven, he can either daven, and the minyan is about to begin. So should he daven tefillin with tzibur now, and he'll get the talus and tefillin later. So it's going to take him a half an hour. He's afraid it may take him a half an hour until he finally will miss the whole davening. Unless he knows, he left it at home or something. So is it preferable to daven tefillin with tzibur without the talus and tefillin? Or is it preferable, the Gemara does speak about the significance of davening with tefillin on, and the significance of reciting Kriya Shema with tefillin on, one recites Kriya Shema with tefillin, tefillin made the shek of the atzmo, so which is preferable? So the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, Sorechim, which is preferable. The end of discussing them. And then he says, Pasak HaMagan Avram, the question was raised by the Magan Avram, and he's not clear that it's better to daven the Yechidus. Mutam Shei Yisakev Lach HaTzumas HaTzibur. It's better to, let's say he doesn't have a third son. So he says it's preferable not to daven Tzibur HaTzibur. It's preferable to wait to let somebody finishes that I should borrow their Tzibur and I should daven say Kriya Shema with the Shema Nesri also, with the filling on, rather than to daven Tzibur HaTzibur. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Hachras HaMagen Avraham on this Shana. What happens, okay. Here the Shulchan Aruch is giving a case, which is Shaloi Kedin. Shulchan Aruch has a case, let's say the fellow is davening in shul and he doesn't have his talus in shul. He finishes growing shul and they gave him a pair of talus in shul. He really shouldn't be davening. He really should have waited till he gets the talus in shul. So he's in a concentration camp. He thought they're never going to get him any. He thought the world is coming to an end. No more talus in shul. Then after growing shul, then they give him a heart. Hard to imagine that that's what the Mechab is describing such a case. So according to the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Mechab is describing a case where the guy did wrong. He wasn't supposed to start davening until Gol Yisrael. He should have waited another half hour until he gets his children to daven Yechid. Anyway, but the Shulchan Aruch has such a case, in Sifchet. On page Kuf Aleph in Sifchet, the fellow is up to finish his Gol Yisrael, and all of a sudden now he gets Talus and Tzum, what should he do? So the Mechab writes, he should miniach oz v'loy yivroch aleim avlach ha-shein spal. He should put on the talus and fill him now in order to enhance the Shema Nesher, but he shouldn't say the broch until later. That's clear enough that he's doing the hanachas filling and the levishas ha-talus in between gulul and tefillah, which we're not supposed to be mafti. But it's not proper that he should be mafti even further beside the broch.
Here also would say like the character, like I said, he shouldn't put on the song at all.
I don't know. Maybe he should put on the song. Here he is going to say a bracha. Maybe it's different over here. The Taz is talking about a case where he's not going to say a bracha at all. Here he will be saying a bracha later on. Maybe that whole Taz doesn't apply. The Taz is talking about a case where the person is going to be the chazan for tzichas, he's going to wear his own talus at night. The Ramah says to put on the talus without a bracha. The talus says no, since it's a machlokes and somehow that you have to say a bracha, but you can't because of the suffix. He says, better to put on someone else's talus rather than to put on your own talus without a bracha. Because then you have to say a bracha at all. He was going to say the bracha later. So it won't be Oivalat Yosun fully. It'll be Oivalat Yosun for the He's going to continue to read the Talmud and film after the Shmona Esrei also. So we'll do the last Yasra in the next 10 minutes.
We're
not saying that Krishna before the Kukun is better to take Krishna before the Kukun. Yes. So, if you're not a Kukun, then it's better for me to say Aswan Shreva. The Kashyap Shat in the Mishnah in Brachas describes the man coming out of the mikveh, and he's obviously not dressed, and obviously does not tell us in Torah. I'm still saying Kriyashma Tzivotzi. So the simple meaning of the Mishnah sounds like it's preferable to say Kriyashma Tzivotzi. He may doesn't have this Torah. I think Moses says, Kila Mayday, the Sheikh of Yasna. But the Magen Avraham raised a question. How do you say Kriyat Shema Shabbos and Yontes? You don't have the tefillin on. So he says, the person should have in mind when he says, Ikshat and Lot on Yadav, et cetera, tomorrow. But when I'm Mukhiz to wear tefillin, I'll wear tefillin tomorrow. Today he's not Mukhiz to wear tefillin. So who are the Nami? He says over here, when a person doesn't have tefillin and he davens without, they should have in mind when he says, Ikshat and Lot on Yadav, but later, they have in mind to put it on later. So the Magen Avraham raised the issue, and he thought that it's so serious an Indian, it's preferable to postpone the davening, better to have davening be chidus with the talis and tefillin rather than to have tefillin the tefillin without the talis and tefillin. Yeah.
Why does the Magen Avraham feel the need that when I'm in Shabbat Yontif that I have in mind I'm going to get? And as you say that that whole minimum of Yotam when you're talking about when you're tired, when you're, why did he feel, I mean, I'm just
I don't know. I mean, what was bothering him in the first place?
Yeah.
I don't know. You notice the guy's in a grocery hotel overnight and he says, I'll stop him on the visit, they say, and he has to have him on, can I go home?
Yeah.
Okay, he's in the Kabbalah mitzvahs. The Kabbalah mitzvahs, he promises to observe the mitzvahs as they come up. Most of the Pashtuns say that you should say it out loud. So the whole idea of the Chazan saying all the brachas out loud is to be made to me saying a bucky. That if there's anybody in Shul that does know the bracha, so what good is it that the Chazan is saying to us? He's not just the MC to keep everybody in sync, that everybody should start every section of the davening simultaneously. No, it's supposed to be made to the people who don't know how to say their own bracha. So the more correct practice is, that's how many Pashtun are not. The more correct practice is the Chazan should say all his all out loud. Sounds right that he says Balachash. Now, the more correct practice is that the Tzibur should avoid entering on me. That they should either say simultaneously within Gol Yisrael, or they should start Hashem Shlosset Tiftach. Before the Chazan finishes Gol Yisrael, so they won't get involved in this Ramor. The Ramor says, you do enter on me when the Chazan finishes Gol Yisrael, because you don't, so don't get involved, the Mishnah says. You either finish simultaneously with the Chazan, or start Hashem Shlosset Tiftach before the Chazan is about to finish Gol Yisrael. But the more correct practice is the Chazan should say out loud. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then does that mean that it's preferable that the Chazan should say anything at last, like the Tzibur Kanina?
You just say the last line, that if he has it, someone would be okay. You hear the concluding line, you're right. By the Tzibur, the practice, by many Tzibur, the practice is that the Chazan says the whole Bricha is Kriyashma at last, so we might be everybody talking. Many have many Tzibur, not Tzibur, none of them says the Bricha is Kriyashma at all. They say they are Yotzer with the Chazan.
And by yes, there are, some will be Yotzer just at the last line.
Questionable, but that's what our practice is based on. We assume like that. Listen, since the Tamach Zayin is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether Kriyashma is the right or Kriyashma is not the right, the main nafkimina, whether any given din is the right of the Rabbanon, so the major nafkimina will be Safik the right of the Kumna and Safik the Rabbanon of the Kumna. So what if the person is Mitzvah, Safik or Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kora? So the first opinion in the Gemara is that Kriyashma is Lav Deraisa, Eina Chayz of the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch, and that's how Teis is possible. The Shagatari has a famous piece in the Sefer, where he gives you all the Ma'am Mekamis, that Teis is the common Mekamis, it's possible like that opinion. The Kriyashma is Lav Deraisa. Teis is allowed you to drop Myra's early, after Tzvada Mincha. And he says you should avoid having a tie to the Tzvada. What kind of business is Tzvada Mincha? Where is the standing mark about Myra's early? The Gemara says you can say Shmona Esrei Rabbis. David Kamar Rabbis, David Kamar Rabbis. Why is David Kamar Rabbis, David Kamar Rabbis? Because it's a machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbanon regarding the Zman Meiris, And if the din de rabbanon, so we treat it like a seker de rabbanon lekula. Normally, it shouldn't be a seker de rabbanon lekula. Normally, it should be yachid de rabbim, halachic rabbim. So the Gemara says here is an exception to the rule. The avid kemar rabbi, the avid kemar rabbi. You want to follow Rabbi Yehuda? It's okay. You want to follow the rabbanon? It's okay. So the fact is that that's because it's a davening is a din de rabbanon. So you treat it, the Gemara has a chiddush. I treat it like a seker de rabbanon lekula. Even though it should have been a yachid de rabbim, I treat it like a seker de rabbanon. But the Bali Yotzeis extended it in a gate to Kriya Shema. Because there's not going to be Oitzah Kriya Shema, we dive in Meirah before Tzeis, so sometimes we rely on Rabbi Yudah. What do you mean you rely on Rabbi Yudah? Rely on Rabbi Yudah because Shmonesu is the Rabbanim, Davening is the Rabbanim, Tzeikah the Rabbanim. So the Tzeis Chodosh points out that that Tzeis obviously thinks that Kriya Shema is Rav Deraisra. Rabbi Kadege quotes that Tzeis Chodosh in the commentary on the Shadim Mishnayis and Brachas. He quotes that from the Tzeis Chodosh. And the Shagatai quotes that, and mainly he quotes the Tzeis from Perek, Aaron and Morris, the Tosis from Sosa. And Tosis become in the comments like that, that the Kriya Shema's love their eyes. I says, if you buy the bar, Mashiach to Chabu Yisrael, he's always on talking and learning. He doesn't go on Kriya Shema. Yeah, that's the fact of the Bali Hattas, that Kriya Shema's love their eyes. Yeah, there's one opinion in the Gemara, but we pass in, like Reb Loza, that's what the Bera Gwela writes. It's Baruch is Afchaf Alek in Reb Loza. The Reef and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch passes that it's a din deraisa, and we say sachik deraisa b'chum. That's the shala, how much is deraisa? So we said different opinions. Either partik rishon is the Ramban, a parsha rishona. Because in the parsha shniya, when it says, the Marta Moshe says, Nechon Zabavam, Shifu Chabosech, that goes on talking and learning, that doesn't go on Kriya Shema. And other rishonim say no. Both parshas are deraisa. But Vayomer is a different mitzvah. And the Rambam writes, no, all three parshas are deraisa as a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's problematic. How can the third parsha should be deraisa because of Kriya Shema? The third parsha should be a different mitzvah. That's a problem. The third parsha should be a different mitzvah. It should be the separate mitzvah of the chelik of the mitzvah. That's a problem. Anyway, so we assume that at least part of the Kriya Shema is deraisa. Here the Shulchan Aruch writes from the Rambam, Sophie Karkish, my Sophie Blackar, Chose the Kore, in Bichos Deha. In Bichos Deha, the Sahapera, the Bichos Krishma, not the Raisa. And the Brachas, he should say, Sophie Brachas Lahakel. Why does the Rambam say that, that you say the Brachas, the Rambam himself writes? The Rambam writes that if a woman wants to shake a lubas, she should not say a Brachas, shake a Deshana, then it's like a Sivan, or Rambam says a woman should not say a Brachas. Rabbi Nathan says a woman of volunteers may say bracha, but the Rambam's opinion is that the Rambam in the Raivin holds that a woman may not say bracha. So what if there's a person who's a symptom or an androgynous, or a prophet who's often prophet in Kedah, this person doesn't know whether he's a woman or a man. So when he asks for Sheikh Alulo, he comes, prophet Barai Simachumma, does he say bracha or not? So the Rambam writes the same as not. Machlik is the Rambam in the Raivin. The Rambam writes that you do not say bracha. Prophet bracha is also prophet to do the mitzvah of prophet Barai Simachumma. The Sotik on the Bracha is the Sotik Bracha is Lahakam. The Raivit is Masik on the Rambam, and he says, no, based on the Sukhya in Samem Ablikin and the second Tarek in Shabbos, you see that whenever there's a Sotik, there are right, you go to the Chumbe, even things that need a Bracha. Sotik Zizayim, you don't say a Bracha. But Sotik Shofer, not only are you obligated to perform the mitzvah, you have to say a Bracha as well. So that's the Machalik is the Rambam and the Raivit in the case of a Tzimtzim, the Rajwegan, this is obligated to perform all the mitzvah first to Shazman Grama. Should he say a Bracha or not? The Rambam says no bracha as we start. How come over here he says something derived from the Chumra? We do that, we recite the Kriya Shema a second time with the Bichas Kriya Shema. Why with the Bichas Kriya Shema? Why is it different from the case by the Lulav that the Rambam says you perform the mitzvah without the bracha? So this kasha, the Mishnah Bura quotes, this kasha appears in the case of Mishnah and the Shem Shiva Farash Bo. Yeah, on page 202, the last line of the Dira Alacha. Rubba Shana says the Mishnah Mishnah is the Shiva Farash Bo. And he keeps on quoting this Chafnem. The Chafnem, that's the case of Mishnah. This is the case of Mishnah. But the Rajvan, the Shuvah writes the Kashe, the Stiva, the Rambam. It is apparently the Rambam's opinion is that Bichas Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema, not the same as Bichas HaMitzvah is to a Mitzvah. Somehow it's different. But by shaking the Lulav, I say there's two separate shakers. The Sophic on the Lulav and the Sophic the Rath and the Chumra. So the Chumra and the Dragon has to shake the Lulav. But the Sophic Bracha is Lahakal, a separate Sophic on the Bracha. And over here, by the Bichas Kriya Shema, apparently the Brachas enhance the Kiyum of the Kriya Shema Midirabbanan. If you recite Kriya Shema without the Brachas, from an authority you raise, the Midirabbanan, the Kiyum Kriya Shema is incomplete. Because each Brachas tells out the theme, that contain in each of the three parashas of Shema. That's what the Rashbon and a Tshuva point out. I think that's a different Tshuva, not the same Tshuva, but a different Tshuva point out. Each one of the three Brichas Kriya Shema spell out one of the themes that's contained in each one of the three parashas of Shema. So therefore, there's a Kiyum of Kriya Shema in Brichas as one Kiyum. So once you go L'chum, I mean Kriya Shema, Sofik Kala Kriya Shema, Sofik Lekala, Sofik Beraisa L'chum, you have to be Chalizu Mikrere, in Brichas, because it's one Sofik on all, as opposed to the Bracha on Lulav. Every other bracha says not that Midrabban del Misakim that you're not fully out to the mitzvah of lulav unless you say bracha. No, maybe that's the takana kolam mitzvah kulam miracha leim avelafios. As you're about to perform a mitzvah, throw in a bracha in advance. But it's not that they're misakim the bracha on the lulav enhances the kiyum of lulav. The bracha on the bris milah enhances the kiyum of bris milah. Bracha on tulin enhances the mitzvah of tulin. No, that's only the takana by kriya shma. The bracha on the kriya shma enhances the kriya shma. This is observation. Was fond of saying over this, which is his interpretation of the Tshuvas HaRashbo. Now the Rachmanim are not so, they're not so keen, they're not so convinced that that's what the Rashbo meant. But that's what Soveitchi used to say like that. And this explained many dealing with this premise, that Brichas Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema, an enhancement of the Kiyum of Kriya Shema, as opposed to Brichas HaLulav, the Yisra Lulav. It's not one Kiyum, it doesn't constitute one Kiyum with the Lulav, even with the Rabbanim, that's secondly. The Mechaber writes, but this whole din is only if the person is mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. What if he knows that he said Kriya Shema and just mitzvah to be said Bichas Kriya Shema? But then Bichas Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. So Safik Brachas Lahachmir. So you don't repeat the Brachas. The only time you repeat a Brachas, when do you say Safik Brachas Lahachmir? It's the Brachas of Brachas Deraisa. Where do you have a Brachas Deraisa? So Bichas Amazon is Deraisa. We pass in if the person makes today Shavir. Bichas Atayr and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shabbat Sari. Bichas Atayr is Deraisa. But he didn't say Abba Rabbi yet, he didn't say any bracha yet. And so he said one bracha tater, and specifically said the second one. So reciting two, we either say two or three bracha tater. Mara says that one Amara says this, and one said that, and one said that, and we say everything. So we didn't say two or three bracha tater. So if the person already said one, so the need to say the others is already not their answer. So that's only the Rabbanan, the fact that we say all. But the other suffix, if you said already, you won't say suffix that I can look on, but that's not a suffix that I can. So that's a suffix that he said any of the different suffix. Then he should say then he can't suffix. No, Krishna has to be conservative. If I say, I'm at the Munish Lane, but the Yichud Hashem, the Messias Hashem, the Yichud Hashem, and in the Kabbalah Rasmi, Avas Hashem, and in the Kabbalah Rasmi, Mitzvah Tfilin, or Mitzvah Mizuzu, you know, you have to say Kriya Shema Tichsel, even if you say Tishar Lashayim, it has to be a literal translation. You can't just say the gist of what it says. You say the gist in a beautiful style, if you improvise, if you improve on the text of the Chumash, and you say your own, you're not Yaita, you have to say Tichsel literally.
A question of the Raya and a question of the Kasha. In terms of that, couldn't you support the world by saying that Rashi and Beth as well, now of course you show me that it says that they're going to smash the sudden moment of the story, or sudden death of Krishna, and it has to be in the human Christ's path about the Shedapani, the Yom,
the Yom, the Yom.
But maybe you don't have that a smash about other brachas. You have just a general, maybe a smash that you say for Baruch Hashem. But here there's a special, but stronger a death of Krishna. So even if that's true, then why is the Gemara in Baruch
Hashem? How does that show that it blends in with the Krishna? You're showing a different thing, that all the seven Birchas Krishna blend in together. That's it. Krishna Shoshachas, Krishna Shaladis, everything blends in together. And also, how do you have seven? There should be three and three. So we spoke about Ashkidenu. Ashkidenu is questionable, but the remark was Ashkidenu is Gula Arichta. So the Taknim is Gula Arichta. So you say Gula Arichta, then you say Ashkidenu another time? Or should you say no? Gula Arichta just means it's a Sakan Chacham, it's not a Hefti. You don't have to worry about Hefti, but it's not that it's part of Gula. The Birchas Krishna are really only three. And Ashkidenu is a separate bracha that has to do with going to see. Like a little along the lines of Hamakur. So this Gemara, this Yerushalmi that's close to Pasuk Sheva Bayam, Hilo Ticha, is saying two Chidushim. Number one, that all the four Birchas Kriya Shema Balayla are considered Birchas Kriya Shema. And number two, that there's a connection and relationship between Birchus Kriyas Mashallah and Birchus Kriyas Mashallah Avid. That's Machlokes in the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts Kriyas Mashallah twice a day as one Mitzvah. And the Ramban counts it as two different Mitzvahs. He says, Manashal Zalok is Manashal Zed, a different Mitzvahs. Why should it be considered one Mitzvah? It's two separate Mitzvahs. One Mitzvah to recite Kriyas every morning, one Mitzvah to recite Kriyas every evening, every night. So according to the Rambam, we understand better. The Rambam holds on how Kriyas Mashachas Vadas constitute two halves of the same mitzvah. We understand the perfect Shadda by Yom Hivasicha. We're going to recite in conjunction with that one mitzvah of reciting Kriyas Mashachas twice a day. We're going to recite seven brachas in connection with it, and all seven are Birchas Kriyas Mashachas, including Hashkirein. It's not that it's not there are only three by Meir and Hashkirein and such. It's still bad, no? There's a machlokes. Mar says if you go to sleep, if you go to sleep very late, a guy goes to sleep after Alos HaShachar. So then the Gemara says, he shouldn't say Hashkirein. So he's not going to sleep at the time that normal people are going to sleep. So what does it mean? He's got the whole bracha Hashkirein. He only says the three brachos Kriyas Matur Goyim Shor. He leaves out Hashkirein, that's the rest of the Rishonim. The other Rishonim say, no, you leave out the first two lines in Hashkirein. Hashkirein is Kehel Hashem, Hashem Hakehel Hamadein Lachaim. First of all, it's Lukash, how did it go right? I don't remember. You start from the third line. You start from the third line in Hashkivenu. You have the first two lines that go on sleeping, but the rest of the Hashkivenu is really part of the Birchos Kriyashma. So that's the Machlokes in Rishonim. But the Hashkivenu is part of Birchos Kriyashma. It's a separate bracha. And the Gemara said that Kigula Arich Bedamia, what do they mean? Do they mean like a repeat of the theme of Gurubo? Or no? It just means Kigula Arich Bedamia. So that means that it doesn't constitute a because the Chachamim are Mesakim. And there, but that Mishapin is not answered, but doesn't really mean that it's part of the Kuruma. Yeah? Alamichi is a machloi, a tzafik in Rishonim. The Mechaber quotes this tzafik, but Alamichi is the Raisa de Rabbanim. The Chorah would only be, even if Yoda is the Raisa, that's what Chacham Avadia Yosef quotes, it would only be the Raisa if he ate today's Tzviya, because we hold a benching. There is an opinion that Yirika Vaisa Yirika Vaisa God is the Raisa, one opinion of Yirika Vaisa God. But the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch only, it's only, because HaMotem is only the Raisa, it's the first ate today's Tzviya. So let's say the person just had two, three cookies and he's still hungry. He didn't really have today's Tzviya. If you hold that Allah Geffen is the Raisa, a guy drinks a cup of wine, so that satisfies him. If he drinks a bottle of wine, a gallon of wine, and he's full. So that would be their ice. That would be their ice. So the same thing proves that a guy has aloe papihoi. So some shalom hold that is their ice. What do you mean their ice? It means instead of having a meal, the guy ate a whole platter full of grapes, other fruits, and that's his whole meal. That's the whole meal he ate today's meal from the parish and the Shtab Chabem Meretz Yisrael. But then there's a machleik and some shalom, whether that Allah eats, that Allah gets, and that Allah mixes is their ice to their ice. That's why there's a topic we say that for benching, the Gemara says that Birchas HaMazon has to be recited in yeshiva, in a sitting position. To show more significance, more kavua, the guy ate the sandwich. So one opinion in the Gemara is if he ate in a sitting position, he should bench in a sitting position. If he ate in a standing position, he can bench in a standing position. We don't accept that opinion. We pass it even if he ate in a, just the left Gemara in Shlosh HaShof. We pass it even if he ate in a standing position, because Gemara says in Gittin is unhealthy. It says not healthy to eat the drink while you're standing. But that's in the context of all the other Gemara that give you all kinds of medical recommendations that the Rajba says whoever follows this medicine is done with Barosha. So we don't know. This one is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't eat a drink in a standing position. Okay. But let's say a guy ate his whole sandwich in a standing position. So still he should bench in a sitting position. What if it was a stand-up kiddush? He's eating cookies and other stuff. The burden of questions he can stay in the standing position. What about Alam Michya? Does he have to sit down? So the Mechaber writes in there, and he says Alam Michya that it's the issue his topic does that, whether Alam Michya has to be recited in the sitting position. And the Achrayim say that part of the issue is, if Alam Michya is there right, then you should treat it like benching, that it should be the yeshiva. And the more kavua the fashion, if Alam Michya is only Rabbonim, so it's not really connected with benching, but then it doesn't have to be the yeshiva. There's no law, that's the yeshiva.
Yeah. like a project, is that
Yes, the Raita Drabban, that's a dispute in Amoraim, and here this is a dispute in Tanaim, when there's Mana Kriyashman Shalagi says. And one of the Amoraim held that they all say it's only Drabban, the whole thing of Kriyashman is only Drabban. We can't, the Shagasari quotes Rabbi Yoina, who says, what do you mean if Kriyashman is only Drabban? What do you do with the Pelsik and Chumash? The Dibartabam, the Gemara says, so who did the Terrible of the school? It goes on learning. But it goes on learning, so what can be with the learning? So the Shagzai quotes Rabbi Yoina, Saki Kara Kriyashma, Saki Kara means like this. The guy was Mother Sedris today, and he learned his Daf Yoini today. Whatever, he learned his Mishnah Yom, he learned a lot today. He just missed it when he said Kriyashma. So saying this Parsha Kriyashma, that's only the Rabbana, as long as he learned something. If he didn't learn anything, and he's Mesutis, if he said Kriyashma, so of course Kriyashma is alright. It says, the Dibarat of Rabbana, Shach Lechal Kumet, he's got to learn something. Machlekes says whether the something has to be this something, this Parsha of Shema, a possibly Vayam Shema, a possibly Vayam Arosa, or it can be anything, Mashal Ibn Chafetz, whatever he learned in Zafi Yami before the Minyan began. So Shem Yotzik then the Talmud Torah today. But then there's a Machlekes whether the reciting of this particular Parsha Shema, is that there? I said that's only the Rabban already. Once he already learned his Blat Gemara for the day, he was Yotzik the Dibarat of Rabban.
Couldn't you bring a guide to that being in an equivalent way that both in the first parish of Dorian and in the Nachal of Fadi Day, with an achlokis, whether Aleph and Eimar came, or Eimar came, is part of Balabasim, and when they say Kriya Shema, Shapit Varda, the Yosef Talmud Torah. So, does that mashma that could be dark aspect of day and the dark one going on learning?
I'm learning, yeah.
I'm learning.
And the Kriya Shema is not really the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it's the mitzvah of the Dibarat of Hom. That's what it sounds like.
And the moment it would be, you said about the world, the shed of death of Krishna, and the way you explain that it's a key of the right, and there's an enhanced key of the Rabbanan, and why does the Gemara and Blessed be Beis and Aleph give it special for Shivers? Because in the Rabbanan, you're not used to Krishna if you don't say MSDF, even MSDMuna. Why didn't say all of them? It should have blasted. And why, according to the world, why is it sort of like there's three darbins in there? I mean, in other words, there's a key in the right, and then there's a higher level key in the Genevieve and Amina, but there's a super one when you do all of them. Why did Gemara only
say that? No, whoever doesn't say Emes Viyatav or Emes Amuna is not that quoted over here on page 202 and 50. That's a quotation from Numa. Whoever doesn't say that is not fully yaitin in the mitzvah kitikuna. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah is not yaitin? Not yet mitzvah, the chiyat is not. Because Emes Viyatav is the extended. Is extended elaboration on the union of the Chiras Yitzchus Mitzrayim. There's a whole discussion, whether the Chiras Yitzchus Mitzrayim Balaylo is the Raisa de Rabbanon. Primogodim is not sure. Vidarshan, Kol Yimecha Yechim, Echa Yecha, Yalim Kol Yimecha Yecha, Halilos, so whether that Roshan is the Raisa de Rabbanon. Why shouldn't it be the Raisa? Primogodim is questioned everything. He raises a question on everything. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Kiseida every 10 pages. Primogodim says, maybe that's Rabban, maybe that's Rabban, maybe that's Rabban. That's the first question that he always gets, is, are we dealing with a Din D'Oraita, Din D'Rabban? So here he tries to build up a whole possibility that maybe the Chiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla, maybe the Ribui of Kol, maybe it's only the Rabbanon, maybe on the level of the D'Oraita, it's only by Yom and not Balayla. And that leads him to go on with more fakers. To have a discussion whether Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether women are mechuyev in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mishnah says that women are not mechuyev in Kriya Shema because it's a mitzvah sasei shehaz manguam. So would you say that women are also exempt from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim or not? Is that also a mitzvah sasei shehaz manguam? The question is, we understand there's a concept of shehaz man Kriya Shema for Kriya Shema. So I said, b'shor shebele adam shochim, b'shor shebele adam omdim, shoch b'chol b'chumecha. But that's by Kriya Shema. What about by the Kriya Shema? There's also such a limitation. So the Shagatai claims no. Shagatai claims these are two unrelated mitzvahs. One is Kriya Shema, one is the Kriya Shema. The Tosman Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema. It doesn't apply to the Kriya Shema. And he doesn't know, the Shankar doesn't know how to deal with the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used to give a shiur every morning. So a lot of minyanim for the Balabas, and everyone went to work at different times. He used to give shiur, and then he used to the last one. He didn't daven. He said, last one, he davened at the end. After all the Balabas went to work, then he died. So the Gemara asks him, what happened, pray tell, with the Krishna? He missed all of my Krishna. What do you do with Krishna? But the Gemara says, didn't you ever notice that he couldn't hand over his eyes? That's when he was saying Kriya Shema. He only said Pasuk Rishon. Seems to the Gemara that the Ramban says, yeah, because only Pasuk Rishon is Deraita, and the rest is Rabbanon. So the 12th month Kriya Shema was only needed for the Kriya Shema Deraita. You don't need it for the Kriya Shema Rabbanon. So on that Gemara, so the Gemara says, all right, so he put his hand over his eyes, Shema Shema Yisrael Shema Kriya Shema Chod, what do you do with Zechirat Tzitzit Mitzrayim? He didn't have enough time then, putting his hands over his eyes, and so no one, none of the students ever noticed that he said Kriya Shema. So he must have been, he did it 1, 2, 3. But the other one who was close, so the other student who was close, said, you never saw he put his hands over his eyes, that's Kriya Shema. But the Gemara asked him, what about Zechirat Tzitzit Mitzrayim? That's for sure he didn't say. Gemara says, you're right, he didn't say it, but he always was careful. He was Mahaber when he gave the shiur. You can give the shiur whatever you want. Even if you're learning Shulchan Aruch, you can talk about, you can bring in whatever you want. You learn Daf Yomi, you can bring in whatever you want. The Rebbe, when he gave the shiur for the Balabas Tikkun, he always pulled in some parsha from Chumash that mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he was yoytzei by that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha, you see, that you can be yoytzei Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim by reciting any parsha in the Chumash that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't necessarily have to be the parsha of Ayomer. That this is any parsha that you recite is good enough. So then the Gemara says, but what was the big problem? Why did he have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? He has a whole day afterwards when he's going to daven later. Gemara says, no, he was mahader to mention Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim within the Tov Zman Kriya Shema. So Shavitarian, it should, this raises the question, what's the significance of that? The Tov Zman Kriya Shema is in Kriya Shema. Why does the Tov Zman apply to Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's unrelated. He thinks that Kalaglata Chumim and Rabban. He doesn't think on the level of the Raita that it makes any sense. But others learn not so. Others learn. The Gemara says you have to say, in order to be Mahadah, to say Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim before the Tov Zman Kriya Shema. Sounds like that's what we all did the Raita. Why should that be so? It's a good question. That's what our Salvation thought based on the Rambam. That the Rambam writes, and what constitutes Kriya Shema? So he doesn't write Prosecution, he doesn't write Parsha Rishon, doesn't say State Parsha, he writes all the three Parshas. In the bottom quote, all the four sheets, how much is there right? One sheet is the Rabbanan, Kriya Shema, the Rabbanan, and then from those who think that Kriya Shema is there right, there were four sheets of Prosecution, Parsha Rishon, State Parsha Rishon, and the Rambam sheet, all the Gimel Parshas, and that's a Chidot Tuma. Well, what does the Chidot Tuma term have to do with Kriya Shema? That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that the way we pass from Allah that Kriya Shema is there right, if you would have had Kriya Shema, love there right, means you learn your Daf Yomi. So you're Yaitse, you did Barta Bum, Shach Tuchel Kamecha, anything you learn. Maybe we'll have varieties, spice of life, every day. Learn a different Lat Gemara. Learn a Mishnah Yomi. Learn something different. Why blurring every day the same Kriya Shema? That the old Kriya Shema is love there right, and means Menatari can be Yaitse, you did Barta Bum with anything that you want to do. And it's only the Rabbanan you have to say this parasha. That the Rambam passed in Kriya Shema Zeraita is a direct, this sin in Samar Zayin is a direct quotation from the Ram Kriya Shema Zeraita. What does it mean Zeraita? It means it's not Sam the Mitzvah, the Dibratabam, the Mitzvah commentary in general to learn a little bit every day. No, this is the Mitzvah Dafke this parasha. Why Dafke this parasha? But the bigger Kiyam of commentary to learn this parasha than other parasha. The answer is no, the essence of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to be Mekabal al Machashmaim, not to learn. According to the other opinion that Kriya Shema Lab Derai, so what he did with the Pasuk, the Dibratabam, he must have a little bit of a terror. So what does it mean Kriya Shema Derai? It means to learn anything. To learn something every day is there. But if you all like the Rambam passage that Kriya Shema is there, right? The essence of the mitzvah really is to be Mekabel Al Malchus Shemayim every day. But since it says in Aseret Adin V'Sanochi, Hashem Elokech, Asher Hotei Tzicho, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that Mitzvah Mitzrayim, Mozo Hechoche, on the Mitzvah Hashem, and the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So the third parasha of Kriya Shema blends in with the Kabbalah Al Malchus Shemayim. It's like saying, oh, no, that's what you say. Ani Hashem Lokech, Moshe Rosei Tehez, Kanei Tzam Gurus, Lachem Yolkim, Ani Hashem Lokech, same thing. Kriya Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, when the Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim, and that is the essence of Kriya Shema Deraita, and not from to learn a parasha from Chumash, to learn a Daf Yomi. No, the old Kriya Shema Deraita has to be this parasha, because this parasha has the Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim. We have to mention the Kriya Shema Deraita in conjunction with the Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim to say, we accept according to Mr. Miracles, that's what Prabhupada experienced this fact as so at the time of each business. We have historical tradition that this is so. Not some oral tradition. Historical tradition, after our father's business at Kirsten's time, and they told us all about it. So if you say like that, then you understand very well why the self monk, number one, you understand very well why the Raman didn't count the Chiyot Yisrael Tzayim as a separate mitzvah. That's the Tzlach and the Minchat Chinuch and Achrenim asked that question. How come the Raman counts Tzipi Yisrael Tzayim at Pesach night as a separate mitzvah, and Kriya Shema is one mitzvah, and he doesn't mention Zechirat Yitzir time? Why doesn't he mention Zechirat Yitzir Tzayim Shebechol Yom Vayom? So the simple answer, the Minchas Chinuch quotes, the simple answer is that it's not explicit in the Chumash. The Rambam writes in the Yud Dalet Shalashim, in the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah, that you only include in Minyan HaMitzvah such a mitzvah which is Mefush in the Pesach. Whatever is only read through the Torah Shebalcheh, if you dash and that a mitzvah, that's not Torah Shebechtav, that's Torah Shebalcheh, but it doesn't belong in the listing of the Taryag Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam picks on the Rambam. What's wrong? Torah Shebalcheh was invented in a later generation by the Rabbi. What's wrong? Torah Shebalcheh is also the writer. The Rambam is asking if the writer. But he says that in every generation you can darshan differently. How can you say there are Taryag Mitzvahs, Namagol Moshe Misinai, that they're non-negotiable? Six one, how are they non-negotiable? Can come and Abdezin in a later generation will come. They'll decide they don't like the drush of Lamaim, Tizkos, and Kol Yimei HaYechad. Came to Prima Gordon, and he said, Kol is only in the Rabbana. He didn't like it. Kol is only in the Rabbana. He took the Gemara from the end, he prayed it. It's only in the Rabbana. So comes somebody after the Prima Gordon and says, the whole thing is only in Asmachta with the Rabbana. They don't like the whole thing. It doesn't seem as foolish. So that's what the Rambam says. Whenever you're dealing with drushes of Torah Shabbat, the Eloch HaLashav, it should be a mecha. The Bezdin in every generation can decide. Later Bez HaVel will decide they don't like that drush, so they're going to darshan differently. They'll be missing one of the mitzvahs. So you're going to throw it out and replace every generation. You're going to replace, you're going to replace the missing mitzvah with a different mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam writes. The only include in the Taryag mitzvah is whatever is Shusha Shal Mikvah. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Pashtun says that that's the answer to the Kasha. So that's Pasuk, Laman Tizka, same place, Kon Yantan, Kon Yimecha Yecha, appears in the context of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It's a Yishiri Korban Pesach once a year. The Laman Tizka is saying, Kon Yimecha Yecha, you should remember Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim. But it doesn't say, we recite Yitzir Mitzrayim every day, once a day, every day. It doesn't say that. It's just that Kalach HaYad over there. It's a Mashmah from the Pasuk. So it's a Drosh, it's Torah Shabbat. So that's perhaps a correct answer also. That's probably the correct answer. Well, Soloveitchik said this additional answer. Additional answer in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He said that you don't, Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim doesn't deserve to be counted as a separate mitzvah because according to the Rambam, it's part of the other mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rambam wrote, that was the Prima Gordon mitzvah, the Rambam wrote, that Kriya Shema Minatora, and it consists of three parshas, Shema Vayom, Shema Vayomer, Minatora. All three are Minatora. What is even a Torah? The third parsha has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. So the answer is it does have to do. The Torah wants us to be the Gila Shechina, and they realize that the Rabbanu Shel Olam exists and that he's running the whole world. Anyway, so this is a discussion the Mishnah Berurah has over here, quotes from the Gaon, the Shana Sarayim. If you hold that Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim is only by Yom, and by Laila is only the Rabbanon, then Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim is going to be a mitzvah of Shazman Gromit, that's only the Haggis by Yom and not by Laila. If you hold that it's not Bein by Yom, Bein by Laila, it's Vaita Shaila. If you hold that the Sovetman Kriyashma applies Menatora, so Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim also as a simple Pshat Megimara, then Vaita should be as Magwan. But if you all like the Shagat Aryeh, but if you all like the Shagat Aryeh, who says that Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim and Atar is all day long, Megimara insists that you should be ready. Used to be Mahadir on a Parsha from Chumash that has Yitzir Mitzrayim mentioned in it, within the Sovetman Kriyashma, that was only the Rabban, but Min Atar is no Sovetman. So then you have some Achrayim suggest that Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim, women should be Mechuyas. They're not because they said the first two parashas of Shema, but they should include in the third parasha because it says the Chiras Yitzir Mitzrayim is by Yom or by Laila all day and all night and at Torah. That should be a mitzvah saseh shaloi azman grom. So the Shagat Ari himself happens to hold that that's wrong. He builds up part of, he's part of the construction team on this binyan of Shavala. He holds that that's wrong. He says manush ozeh, look, it's manush ozeh. He says the two different mitzvahs. So Chiyah Tzitzit was signed by Yom, and Chiyah Tzitzit was signed by Laila. And if he didn't say by Yom, he said by Laila because of the next mitzvah, not because of the Chiyah Tzitzit was signed by Yom. He said, that's cool, there's Man Drama. Even though 24 hours a day it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah, it's possible to fulfill two different mitzvahs. One is the Chiyah Tzitzit was signed by Yom, one is the Chiyah Tzitzit was signed by Laila. So that's the Mishnah Berurah, close to Machlokes Sachleim. If women are mechuyas in bayayim, women are not mechuyas in shema bayayim shemaya, just they are more close to Beis Yosef, who quoted the Oyel Moed. The Oyel Moed is one of the Rishonim. The Oyel Moed here, they're the first line in Simen Ayin. Women are potter from Kriyashma because it's a mitzvah, says the Shazman Ramba. Nachon Hu, it's recommended, that's on page Kuf, on 107, Kuf Dalit, page 107. The Nachon Hu Lalamdam Shikab Lalem Amalkush Shemaim Yikul Matachas Pasuk Rishon. That's the Oyel Moed quoted by the Beis Yosef, that the women should take Pasuk Rishon. But the Pashtun says that's only the Rabbanim. That's not a real Chiyuv Mikir Adin. So here is the big Machlokes Achrayim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes are the women Mechuyas in the Chiyuv Mikir Adin Shayim Yidina. So you are then Mechuyas to say Emes Liyatsiz Yidina. You have to say Bichas Kriyashma. And then Mishnah Berurah says, the God has said Tzukha Dizimah. So that's the Tzad Shlach Zohar Tzad Zohar Akkati Tzpala. But that's the Damash Manasseh. So since the Bichas Damash Manasseh, they have to say Bar Shlamat V'yishtaba. But then it's good Bichas Kriyashma. According to the Tzad, it'll be a Bracha Levatov. They're not allowed to say Bichas Kriyashma. So not only do women not recite a Bracha when you say Hashem Kiddushanah in the source of the Tzivanu, it's just not true they don't say Bichas Kriyashma either. Any Bracha that they're not Bichas to recite, they're not supposed to volunteer it either. That's a bracha shenis for us. So the women shouldn't volunteer. But by Yoyma, they have to pick up by Yoyma. They say by Yoyma, they say Ms. Viyatim. Wasn't it? They say, that's quite an abridged siddur. They say, Baruch Shamach V'yishtabach, by Yoyma, Ms. Viyatim, Baruch Yisrael Shmon Esker. Sounds a little funny. The Pashtun says, they're not Mechuyim in by Yoyma, and the Zachirat is here from time either. The Pashtun says, like the Shagas Aryeh, that everything is as Manglova. As Manash was there, look as Manash was there. That's the Pashtun. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes all these opinions with the calculations. Maybe Zechiris Tzimtzum of time should be a mitzvah such as Mangom. And then in the Mishnah Berurah on page Kuvay, that's the Tzimtzum Samach Zayin to Kotten Gimel, he has a discussion. Kriyas Mashal Arviz, the Mishnah says is Teis Achachav Laila. So we hold that Kriyas Shema is the Raisis. If a person davens in a minyan right soon after the Shkia before Badai Laila, so that's to repeat Kriyas Shema later because it's not a Deraisa L'chumr. We assume Kriyas Shema is the Raisa, and his mom Kriyas Shema is also the Raisa. That was a Tosefta that the Magen Avraham quoted. The Kesef Mishnah wrote a Kiddush that he thinks that the whole institution of Tosman Kriyas Shema is only the Rabbanan. The Abish people terribly made a Kiddush. The whole thing of Tosman Kriyas Shema is only the Rabbanan. So the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Kesef Mishnah and says, not right. That the Tosefta says Kishem Shikova Torah Zman L'Kriyashma Kachkova Chacham in Zman L'Tzivah. So you see the sense that the institution of the idea of Tosman Kriyashma is a din deraisa. So the Zmani Kriyashma are deraisa. So let's say the Zman of Tesa Chacham, that's an issue deraisa. Laila, after say Kriyashma by Laila. So if you want to learn Kriyashma during Bein HaShemashes, there's going to be a topic deraisa L'Kumi that you have to repeat the Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shabbat Aryeh here, not only do you have to repeat the first two parashas, you have to repeat the third parasha as well, because if you should assume that the Zman, the correct, whatever is the correct Zman for the Krishna, is also the correct Zman for Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim. You should really repeat the Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim again, Balaila, that it should be a Vaday. Because when you said Vayomer during Ben HaShemashes, is a topic that I said, Lekum and Yenak Yoy. That's what he quotes from the Shabbat Aryeh. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yoina who doesn't agree with that. Rabbeinu Yoina preceded the Shabbat Aryeh, obviously by quite a few days. So Rabbeinu Yoina says not so. He writes that when, interesting here, he writes that when you darshan from the pasuk, Rabbeinu Yoina on Daf Aleph, in the Rif, on Daf, page Aleph, the Gemara begins from Daf Beis, but the Rif begins from Daf Aleph. So Rabbeinu Yoina is on page Aleph in the Rif. He says, when you darshan from the pasuk, L'man tizkos ein tesnai, k'o yimecha yecha hayamim, k'o lahavi, is marbe another zman. It doesn't say in the Chumash it's marbe leil, it's marbe another zman. So Rabbeinu Yoni says, as long as it's Bein HaShemashes, it's already another zman. If you're going to say Zechiris, it's here from time by Yom, so that's by Yom. But כל ימי חייך, ימי חייך היו ימים, and call is not the same additional man. So he writes, he thinks that Ben Yehuda quotes Tamina Ben Yehuda, quotes the Rebbe, Ben Yehuda, he thinks that as long as he recited the parashas Vayam during Ben Hashmashah, it's already a new man. So you might say the Rebbe of Kol. When the Chazal used the Lashon Nimar Kol, the Rabbi says, Halelos, it's not that Kalelos, it doesn't have to be when it's Lailo Vadeh. Yerushalmi says that if you say Kriya Shema Ben Hashmashah, you have to repeat again because something you write to Lukumi. You have to repeat the first two parashas, he says. Shema L'Hayom Shema, because that has to be Laila. B'shach B'chob G'mech, B'shach B'chom Eiz B'zman Sh'b'nei Yodim Ho'chim Rishon. And that's Tesha Kol. But in China, as far as the Z'man of Zechir Shetzias Mitzrayim, that's not reclaimed the Shabbat Aryeh, because this is the Shita, so the Shabbat Aryeh held that the Zodman Kriya Shema doesn't apply to Zechir Shetzias Mitzrayim. He thinks that that's only the Rabbanim, that the Gemara said you should recite the Chiyos and see time within the same time. Not on the level of the right. If it all goes together, but then this Rabbeinu Yonah would be unable to say the recite. He says that you're not yet the Kriya Shema during Ben Hashmashah, but you are yet the Chiyos and see time. Rabbeinu Yonah obviously thinks along the same lines as that Shagazah, that the Zman of the Chiyos and see time doesn't have to be identical with the Zman of Kriya Shema. We can yet say one without the other. I was mentioning before about in the Sefer HaMitzvot that the two distinct mitzvahs, one is Kibud, one is Mora. And just like by other Yima, there's a mitzvah of Kibud, there's a mitzvah of Mora. In Mora, there's two different things. Kibud means to give service to the parents. If the parent needs a ride somewhere, he needs someone to go shopping for him, he needs someone to help him get dressed, or to help him cook the meals, or to deliver an errand, to do something, to service the parents, to call up on the phone, say hello, to make them feel good, to send them letters, or to send them photographs, whatever. So that's Kibud Aviyah. The Mor Aviyah means to have respect for the parents, not in the form of service, to have respect, to show respect for the parents. So just like there's a din of Kibud and a din of Mora by parents, so too it is by Tamir Chacham. There's the Hadar to Pnei Zochin, and then there's Esa Hashem Lachiyach HaTzil with Rabbi Tamir Chachamim, and Taisa explains that that's only by Rabbi Muzal. The Mora is only by Rabbi, and the Mishnah Berurah is going like that, Taisa, that the Mora is only by Rabbi Muzal. So the Rambam is a problem. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, when he writes on the same page, as Kibud Aviyah, Mor Aviyah, one next to the other, and before that he has Kibud Tamir Chachamim, and he says it's a longer paragraph, and included in Kibud Tamir Chachamim is Moira, that we darshan from the Pesuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tzirah, the Rabbi Tamir Chachamim, he says this is all one mitzvah, Kibud and Mor is all one mitzvah. Why did all of a sudden all become one mitzvah? By Kibud Aviyah and Mor Aviyah, they're two different mitzvahs, and two different mitzvahs. You should have said over here there are also two different mitzvahs, but the mitzvah Mora Tamir Chachamim doesn't deserve to be counted separately. It's part of the mitzvah of Mora HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has Avos Hashem and he has Yiras Hashem. That's all to be the beginning of the minyan mitzvah. Avos Hashem is one mitzvah, Yiras Hashem is another mitzvah. So part of it, Hashem Lokecha Tzeirah, part of Mora HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to have Mora because it's Tamir Chachamim. So what prompts the Rambam to say that Mora Tamir Chachamim, Mora by Rabbi Mubarak, is part of the bigger mitzvah of Kloy Tamir Chachamim? Why doesn't he say, no, it's a difference. Keep it in Mora as separate, and Mora is coming to Chachamim, it's part of the mitzvah of Mora HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Well, that name of the Yeshiva in Stephanie Babakana, based on Yishani and I Tarek Abeka, who are the Yeshiva sort of saying, Esmin and Rabbi and Yiriduyan,
right.
And Rabbi Yudin. The Rambam already quoted before, and the Shreshin said that anything that Darshan and Tarshal had, not counted as mitzvah, so you put it under the rubric that a Darshan and Zachin, Kibud Kamina Chamin is a Tarshal. So it's logically, it belongs under the rubric of Edmund, because Kibud Avim and Yerushan God,
So how did the Rambam decide that Meira Tamir HaChamim belongs on the Kibud Tamir HaChamim, not on the Meira HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
I understand why
it's not counted as a separate, you say because it's only a drasha.
Why
doesn't he include it on the Esa Shama Kavapira? Why does he include it under this? Because you feel that it's closer to this.
It's close to it because here, even though that in the Parak Daled and in Shulchan Baruch Hu, you have this with your Mor Abecha, like Mor Shamayim, but you know that again that Rebbe quoted that in you don't get covered through a rabbi b'makom shel Hashem. You see your rebbe is not the kodesh baruch hu. There's limitations. So he's the best of the done. So you belong with Kibbutz Hamid at the family. There are limitations. With Hashem,
there makes more sense to include it here. Okay. I seem to remember vaguely that they have in the Shurim about Zelvelos elevation. Then Zrochem on the second paragraph. I think he talks about this Rambam. Why did the Rambam include Meira by Rabbi Mubak together with Kavit Amir Chacham? Why didn't he include it with Esther Shamukach HaPeru? Gotta take a look, see what he said. I don't remember. Okay, Sinu Samach Esther Tainis, old Machloikis, are you permitted to add on Piyutim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of Bichas Piyashma? The Mishnah says in Brachas Andach Yudah Aleph, here the Mishnah Buhah is quoted here on page 204, it's the beginning of Sinu Samach Esther. Mishnah Brachas says, Mokhu Shama Laharach Enu Asher LeKatzer, LeKatzer Enu Asher LeHarach. So the simple case says, the simple pshat is, whenever the rabbis instituted the long Nusachah Brach, you're not allowed to bridge it. Whenever you instituted a short Nusach, you're not allowed to make it longer. So how can you add on to Yutim in the middle of the Bichas of the Shemoneh Esrei? And the Bichas Kirishma, you're making the Nusachah Brach longer than the Anshek Nusach Gdol instituted it. Isn't that a violation? So that's why there was a group of Rishonim who were opposed to reciting any additional piyutim. Another tells them it's permissible all year long. The Mishnah says, not for Shara L'Harach and Rosh HaKatzin. No, the Mishnah Buhah says, no, it means a different thing. There's an institution of a bracha k'tzor and a bracha arucha. Bracha k'tzor means bar priya bracha. Amosi lach minor. You say Shem HaMalchus and you finish up. A bracha arucha is a bracha that has more than one theme. That's how the Rambam writes. A bracha that has more than one theme. So it has to be both Chasachas B'Barach and Chasam B'Barach. Take Asher Yotza. Say Kiddush. I think a lot of brachas like that. Chasam is Baruch, Chasam is Baruch. The reason why, and he's a chasim at the end, because it's a brach arucha arucha in the sense that it contains more than one theme. So that's what it means. Malkim Shalom Laharis, and if I show the katzir, the Anshik Nes Agdol Institute is a chalushen brach arucha. You're not allowed to convert the nature of the bracha to make it into a bracha ksora. If they made a bracha ksora, you're not allowed to make it into a bracha arucha. But if they made a bracha arucha, you make it even much longer by adding on more ideas and more themes. That's not called Makom Shalom Lekatzer and Shalom Laharich. They wanted it only to be a half a page long. You make the bracha 5 pages long. It's not called Lekatzer versus Laharich. Lekatzer Laharich means a different chaloshim bracha. Bracha ksur versus bracha arucha. But they're both bracha arucha. That's the machloek yisavishen. That's the Machlokes HaRishonim. Then the Nitziv has a tshuva about this topic in the Mishnah Brachah, and he writes, there's a third opinion that appears in the Masechet Sofrim, that's a compromise opinion. The centrist opinion. What's the centrist opinion? As far as you make tshuva, you can add on to you. All year long you shouldn't add on to you too. But as far as you make tshuva, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's the zman that you have to daven extra. That's what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about. I said, let's make sure that then you can add on to you. So we talk add on. There are some who only add on to you, and I said, let's make sure that. Yom Kippur, they don't add on to you. Not Marovis, and not Yetzris, and so on. They only add on, I said, let's make sure. These are the three opinions. On the bottom line of the first column here, on Simon Samaches, that's again page 204, so the very last line, Mishnah Berurah quotes, this is cut and dollar, the practice of the Arizal, then he was opposed to the reciting of Yigdal. And they don't give you the reason why he was opposed. That's questionable. But they quoted in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch also, that they hate the quotes. Arizal was opposed to the Yigdal. So what's wrong with the Yigdal? What do they have against the Yigdal? So Rabbi David Coleman from Flatbush has 3 svarim on the Siddur, not his Kappa. So he suggested in his first volume, I think, that Yigdal, he dug up information somewhere, Yigdal was composed by Immanuel Haromi. Immanuel Haromi was a character who was mentioned by name in the text of the Shulchan Aruch, Leroa. He has this honorable mention. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shabbos that on Shabbos he's not allowed to read his novels, and on the weekdays also it's forbidden to read his novels because it's people's minds. That's what he writes. Immanuel Arami. So he was a religious person. He wrote the humorous novels, all kinds of. He has novels that the Rishonim that he liked are the heroes, and the Rishonim that he didn't like are the losers in the story. Like the Rambam and the Ravid and Ben Tam and Rashi. And he takes sides, and this one he doesn't like, so he gives him over there. The next part of all the Rishonim. So the Mechaber says he's not allowed to read his Dvar Mitzvah even on the weekday. So Rabbi Cohen thought that the Yigdal must have been composed by Emanuel HaRebbe. Then apparently Rabbi Elias from Breuer's school sent him a letter that he doesn't think that that's historically accurate, that the Yigdal existed before Emanuel HaRebbe was born. But what is he putting the blame on him? It can't be that that's the reason why the Arizal was opposed. So in the second volume, he quotes this objection of Rabbi, second volume of the Masses Kappa, I think there are three volumes so far. So he quotes this objection from Rabbi Elias, and then he said that he still thinks that it was touched up by Emanuel Harani. So and then maybe that's why the Arizal was opposed. So eventually one suggested a different time why. He thought that maybe the Arizal felt that it was Chuppah Sakum. That in our religion, we offer prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we say Shevach, and we say Bakosh, and we say Hodoya. So we don't recite a catechism, we don't, until the days of Yigdal, we don't recite the Ikori Ramuna as part of the prayer service. That's what the Catholics instituted. So when they go to church, apparently part of their prayer services that they subscribe, they say we subscribe to all the following Ikori Ramuna. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, yeah, that we said. That's a Kriya Shema, but also all the other Ikori Ramuna.
I still sometimes hold back that there's not all you've done in the Jumal Kohen when it's been in the Yigdal, you know?
There's missing one.
Yeah, oh. Missing
one. Okay.
So I think that's not as bad. Like I do with the when we got Yigdal, not to play with because he's missing one.
There's missing one, Yigdal. Oh, no. Okay. Anyway, it's unclear. What did that Yigdal have against the Yigdal? It's a little unclear. Here's where the...
If you're in a shul, and if you're in a shul, it's talking all the time, and they're saying it, you just keep quiet.
No, stay alone.
Yeah.
Rizal will forgive you. Here the Mishnah Berurah in the second column, the Siman Samacher, quotes that passage from the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Arizal, that there are 12 gates to heaven, and each person who knows what Shevet he comes from should recite his Nusach HaTzimah. Whoever doesn't know should daven with the Shara Kerlo Nusach. That's over here, Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samacher. Magen Avraham has it in Siman Samacher. If a person is not interested in reciting Piyutim, it's not proper that he should, sometimes the Shiva guys, they don't want to say Piyutim. The guy sits in front of the shul with a big Minchasinuch, and he's looking inside. So all the Balabatim see that he's not saying Piyutim. They can't look at him in Minchasinuch. So they start carrying out a whole conversation. It would be Amakulam Sadiq, and they can all look at him in Minchasinuch lightly. So they have to take it. Let the Chazan say the Piyutim, and let everybody look at him in Minchasinuch. That's not going to happen. So it says that it's not proper. The person that doesn't want to stay along, should not, he should, if he wants to think and learning, let him chaz a shot in his mind. Let him recite his mind about that, whatever, but he shouldn't look in the sake in front of everybody because he's going to destroy the whole discipline and the whole decorum of the shul. So the Balabatim will not be able to follow his practice. Okay, that's an important siman. Piyutim, yeah.
Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Halev and Kufas Dalet and the Kapachayim and Kufman Aleph, they were ready to say that one of the stories that one of the students gives them is that we'll be learning with the Sefer and the Balabatim will say, oh, it's looking now to with Yibre Batola, which even directly.
Looking the Sefer is Batola, so.
Right,
but a lot of things. Okay, that's how it will be interpreted. That's how it will be interpreted. Siman Samachtas is a Mishneh. That's problematic. What is it all about? The Mishnah Megillah says that you need a minyan for Chazaras Hashatz and for Kaddish and for Kedushin and for Baruch Hu and Kriyat HaTorah and for HaTorah and for Duchening. And then it says you want to be Paris al Hashma. You want to be Paris al Hashma, you need a minyan. What is Paris al Hashma? So the Parshat Pshat Paris al Hashma means the person gets up and he says Kaddish and he says Baruch Hu and then he says the first Baruch of Yotzer till Yotzer Hamoris. But what is this all about? Why is he saying that? So half of the Rishonim, a group of Rishonim say, this is what we had already. There was a machlokes, the Mechaber and Ramo, whether Kadosh, 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 and Yetzer, is that considered a Dabashim B'Kedusha or not? Can you recite it B'Yochid or not? So a group of Rishonim say that that's a Dabashim B'Kedusha, may not be recited B'Yochid. So we're talking about a case where all of the people, you have 10 people, they're all Dabashim B'Kedusha. And the Lord Abni Chidus, he followed the din. The din is that you're not allowed to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So they left out the whole bracha of Yosef. They left out here for the bracha, the whole bracha. Then when they get together, they say, oh, we got a minion, so let's. They didn't say Baruchu, they didn't say Kaddish, and they didn't say Kedusha of Yosef. And when they get together, they say, oh, let's be Paris al Hashma. But the first means how the first Leroy Blach Mecha to break in here, break what the teacher break given to the poor man, that's for the Pasikin, and other Yishai means how the first Leroy Blach Mecha for the hungry person. He wrote the first Halashma, he breaks the bracha apart, and he says that bracha, the Bichat Krishna that nobody said yet, namely Yatsura. Yeah, but we don't talk like that. There are more passages that even the Yochid you can say, the Kedush of Yaitre, so what's Pshat in the Mishnah? What is the Bichat Halashma? So the Beis Yaitis has the Pshat, the Mishnah Bura says it, and it's cut in days, it's the Shara Tzion days. So the Beis Yaitis has the Pshat, and he has it in the Kesh Mishnah as well. That you just want to say a Herchik, Baruch, you just want to say a Baruch, because they all daven Bichidus, and no one heard Baruch. We want to say Baruch, but you're going to say, Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvarach, let's all offer praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, yeah! And he says, Baruch Hashem Hamvarach, let's all offer praise, and then everybody walks away. So what happened to the offering of praise? It looks like they're making fun, Nirishik Kaitra. Looks like they're making fun of the whole religion. They said Baruch, and they said Baruch Hashem Hamvarach, then they walk away, so you have to say something afterwards. So the Chachamim permit you to repeat the Baruch of Yisro Baruch Hashem, even though everybody said it already, B'yachid. They say B'yachidus also. It's not Zavish and B'gusha. They permit you to say, because in the Siddur, that follows Baruch. You missed the Baruch before Yotzeror, so they permit you to say Yotzeror, the Chazm. Not everybody understands. The Chazm says Yotzeror, one of them shouldn't be near a Kikosh. Yeah, we don't do this, needless to say, we don't do this. But what do we do? So we have, the Mishnah Berurah says, we have a Baruch Basra. Baruch Basra, he says there are two practices. Sometimes they have Baruch Basra, they say Baruch after the whole davening is all over. And he says in other communities they have the minhag like they do in Broyers over here. They say the Baruch, not really, Baruch Basra means all at the end. They say the Baruch in between the Tefillah Balachash and the Chazaras Hashach. That everybody finished Tefillah Balachash, Rav HaTzivos finished Tefillah Balachash, so somebody gets up. If you look around and you see that there's somebody from this Baruch Hu, if everybody came to shul on time, if they really get it and they all come on time, you don't have any Baruch Hu Basra. Everybody came on time, so what do you need a Baruch Hu Basra for? But if you're afraid that somebody maybe came late, the Mishnah Berurah says in order not to make machloikas, then maybe you should always have a Baruch Hu Basra. Because otherwise you're going to have the Gabbai's going to have to watch who came on time, who came late. And they'll go, oh, someone came late today, so we got to have a Baruch Hu. And if he didn't come late, you don't have a Baruch Hu. Then you're going to be embarrassing the guy who came late. Then the Mishnah Berurah has an introduction to the siman. It is Sifkat Aleph, and after the introduction. The introduction starts on page 204, and it goes to page 205. And then after 20 lines of introduction, then he starts Sifkat Aleph. So in the introduction he writes this, that in many communities, the meaning was that you always say the Baruch Hu. So some had the meaning to say after the whole davening was over, the very, very end. And some have the practice to say it in between Tefillah Balachash. Some gets up and says the Chatzi Kaddish, and then he says Baruch Hashem and Baruch, and the Chazan starts the Shmona Esrei. So that's not Nirei Kikaitra. He's still going to say Shmona Esrei, and everybody's going to be paying attention to that Shmona Esrei. What is the practice is to say the Baruch Basra at the end? Basra means all of it at the end. So just say Baruch Hashem and Baruch, you walk away. The Rasul Reichik thought, he said that where he came from, they considered it more correct to say the Baruch Basra before Aleinu. So right after everybody says Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, they all say Aleinu. So they're all going to say, they're all going to offer some prayer. They said just to say Baruch Hu, just like this, and the rest of the people, I'm going to say Baruch and I'm going to say Yosef, and the rest of the people are going to be walking away. So he said when he came from in Europe, that was considered improper. Ahoich HaKadusha, they would say, you can answer Kadusha, but Ahoich HaBaruch Hu, he thought was not correct. He said, Achayim felt like that. You shouldn't say just Baruch Hu unless the people are going to say something afterwards, like it says in the case of Mishnah and the Beis Yosef.
And if someone is davening in a place where generally, if anyone is insulted, somebody will say it after everything. Is there anything wrong if he tries to get it in the Rabbana? Like in general, I think in Yeshiva, if someone misses the bus, they usually say it after the
Rabbana. Yeah.
Is it inappropriate then for someone to come along and say Torah Leinu?
Wait to say Leinu. Those who want to should wait to say Leinu after the bus. You have to say twice Leinu. Well, I should grab the Baruch and the other guy won't say it all. I should, someone should say Baruch before Leinu and the guy afterwards will not say it all the Baruch.
And then, let somebody say Baruch before Leinu, and then no one will say it after. So,
well, you have to speak to the rabbi about changing them in Hogan. You gotta find out. Here, the first line in Sifkat Nalet, is a big machlokes. What if you have 10 people, each one daven yechidus, and then they all come together to yeshiva? They all come to yeshiva at 10 to 9, and each guy says he daven yechidus today. Does it make sense that they should all get together and have a chazaras hashat? But you say, no, what kind of chazaras hashat? Chazaras hashat is you have 10 people daven together, tefila balachash, or you have 10 people, and they didn't, some of them, most of them, half of them, whatever, didn't know how to take tefila balachash. But at least there were 10 people together when he finished growing his soil, and then it became mechuyif to have a chazor shashat. But if each guy daven yechidus, he never became mechuyif to have a chazor shashat. Then maybe the chazor shashat would be a bracha l'vatol. So that's the machlokes over here. The simple reading of the mechaba clearly is that they say a chazor shashat. They didn't hear a chazor shashat. You got to say a chazor shashat. And he quotes the truth or advice, says not so. And there are different opinions in achrayim, which is the accepted view. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so Amar Mipanu and the Nesivos and Derech HaChaim Siddur seem to assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you do have a Chazaras Hashat even though all 10 people daven in 10 different locations. But he says, Devil of the Rachrayim, this Shulchan HaRadvaz is quoted by the Kitzur by the Magen Avraham and the Sefer Magen Yevorim and the Chayei Yodim quotes it Halacha LaMaaseh, and the Chassam Sofer claims that that's the minhag today, like the Radvaz. But if 10 people daven in 10 different locations, that there's no Chazaras Hashat. Quote the Tshuva Chassam Sofer Chelek Alachem Tim Yud Zayin Kein Amad Debar to HaRadvat, and that's what he continues to assume like that. That the Minig Olam is like the Radvat. Even though some of the Achrayim say like the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming like the Chassam Sofer, like the Radvat, that you don't, that one does not recite a Chazaras Hashat unless you had all the 10 people together. Let's say a person came late to shul and he missed kedusha, missed everything. He missed both, missed kedusha. And as the people are leaving, he's getting up to go out Yisrael. So if he's going to start saying a wise guy, he's going to start saying a hoichet kedusha. By the time he gets to the chayi hameisim, he will not have a minion. Even people are just walking out. So he feels bad why he missed kedusha. When he finishes Gal Yisrael, should he say Kedusha then? But it makes sense that he should say Kedusha then. To be mafsik. To be mafsik between Smichus Gulul and Tzul in order to say Kedusha then. In order to say Baruch Hu then. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, he thinks that's wrong. If it looks at, if when you're up to Kedusha, you don't have a minion, so you don't have a minion. You shouldn't be mevatel Smichus Gulul and Tzul in order to make up for the missing Baruch or the missing Kedusha that because he came late. And then the Bir Halacha has a discussion, this kind of a shayla. So the person came a little late, so if he's going to start davening normally, Baruch Shalmar and Sukkot HaZimran Yitzabach and Birchus Kriyashma, by the time he's going to get the Kedusha, he ain't going to have no minion. So maybe we should leave that Baruch Shama through Yisabach and start from Bichas Kriyashma. Let him say Baruch Hu. Let him say Baruch Hu. The minion is disappearing. So let him chafara in the Baruch Hu. So is that proper? He should say Baruch Hu out loud and then say the Pesukah de Zimah later without the brachas. Because we already discussed, whenever the person didn't say Pesukah de Zimah before, it's a machlokes the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Tosfos. So he said Pesukah de Zimah later, so the Ramban and the Tshuva wrote a hachroa that he said Pesukah de Zimah without a bracha. According to Tosfos, it only makes sense to say Pesukah de Zimah before davening, because it's an enhancement of the din of Yitzharah Mishpachas HaKadoshav Vachach Yitzhav. But as according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that's one aspect of Pesukah de Zimah, Yitzharah Shvach Vachach Yitzhav, but has an additional aspect, namely, that is halal. Even though it calls it Yichal Kim Gomer HaHalal B'chol Yom. It's not the halal of Nisim, it's the halal of Teva. But it's also a chin of halal. So the Mishnah says in the beginning, you can say halal kol ayam tuli. The chachil of halal should be recited after Shachris, before Kriyas Atar. But for the Yevit, if you say after Musa, you say after Mincha, it's also good. You can say halal all day long. So the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that this halal also. You can say, 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 So because of this machlaike, the Ramban and the Tshuva, because of this machlaike between the Balei HaTosfos and the Ariyanim, so I practice it, and say the Tshuva to Zimmer. If you missed it before, so you say it later without the bracha. But that's the shayla here. The time is Baruch Hu, and the Minyan is disappearing because it came so late, everybody's on their way out, so it doesn't make sense. He should start from Baruch Hu, and then say later Tshuva to Zimmer without the bracha, so he shouldn't say no. Let him say everything in order. Let him say Tshuva to Zimmer. The folks didn't want to hear bracha. So the Bir HaBracha is not sure which way to go. He's nice on the last line in the Bir HaBracha, he has this on page 106. Atem L'chayr, it says Yaitu Shiyatko Mubarak Shama. He quotes the Achleinim would say to the Magan Avram that this had something against Baruch Shama. Magan Avram says it's a bracha that doesn't appear in the Gemara. Every bracha appears in the Gemara. The Rishonim, the Rosh, in the first 13 students was not happy about brachas that were instituted, post-Talmudic institutions. If you have Rishonim invented their own brachas, so that's the Rosh is not happy about that. The Rishonim instituted a couple of additional brachas. So the Rosh is not proper. Brachas have to be instituted with the Anshek Nesadibayla. Whatever they didn't institute, you're not going to make up your own brachas. But let's say there's a bracha that was instituted by the Anshek Nesadibayla. The text of the bracha happens not to appear in the Gemara. Every single bracha appears in the Gemara. Almost every bracha appears in the Gemara. But the text of Baruch Shama does not appear, not even mentioned in the Gemara. But the Pashto series, that's what the Pichodesh time is against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that Baruch Shama doesn't appear in the Gemara, and therefore it's not the same Chashivus as another bracha. So let's say, guys, in the middle of Baruch Shama, after Baruch Ato Hashem, before you get to Baruch Ato Hashem, that's only Havdomen. After you say Baruch Ato Hashem, how do you say it? Yeah, the second half of Baruch Shama is the bracha part. So let's say someone else is saying Bari Nefoshes, and someone else is saying Asher Yotza. So the Magen Avraham says you may answer Amen to any bracha that anybody's saying in the middle of Baruch Shama, because it's not the same, it's not a real bona fide bracha. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. So the Pichadish time is against the Magen Avraham. What's wrong? The text of Baruch Shama doesn't appear, but the idea of Baruch Shama, the Raza bracha of Zimana Gemara, this because it doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Yishami, which preceded the Bavli, talks about the soldier who gets kicked out of the army, Hafsofei Mishtabat Liyot Teror. The Bavli doesn't mention that. The Gemara has it, we discussed it. No, Machlojah Satanayim. If a guy's a Baal Averi, you don't take him into the army. But there's a Machlojah Satanayim. What if he only violates Averi the Rabbani? He's very selective. He's very careful. He never violates an Averi the Rabbani, only Averi the Rabbani. So the Gemara says in Perach Mashuach Macham, and Seita, that's a Machlojah Satanayim, whether you kick him out of the army or not. So we assume even on Aver de Rabban, you also get kicked out of the army. So what constitutes an Aver de Rabban? So the Bible gives the marshal, Hasach ben Tfilo le Tfilo. He talks to me, Tfilo shal Yad and Tfilo shal Rosh, and he's going to Drach Hashem and Tzvicha, because if he wouldn't have talked, because the Drach and the shal Yad, they've been mitzvah to the shal Rosh. Now that he was mastic, he has to repeat that Drach. That's the going to Drach Hashem and Tzvicha, that's an Aver de Rabban. You show me there, and Mashach Muhammad gives a different example, but all of the Shainan quote, Asaf ben Yishtabach Liyotirot. So you see that Yishtabach existed in Zman HaYushalmi, which preceded the Bavli. If Yishtabach existed, Yishtabach is after, so the son of Baruch Shama also existed. That's what the Pechadish argues. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. So the Gemara is not a Siddur. The Gemara is not a master. The Gemara is not supposed to have every text of every bracha. There were brachas that existed in Zman HaTalmud, that the Talmud never mentions the bracha of Rosh HaPetalan in the Yonshah shows there. So that's why some Achayim say he shouldn't say B'Shem HaMalchus because it doesn't exist in the Gemara. So the Gemara going says, what's wrong? That's because it doesn't exist in the Gemara. It doesn't necessarily mean that they never said it. He quotes the Medrash Rabba, the Bereshit Rabba from the Amoraim, and the Bereshit Rabba says, on Vayid Dunu HaNarim, beginning of Parshish Tobos, that when it became Bami, when the child becomes Bami, the father says the Bracha, Baruch HaTorah Shemotein HaMachalim, Shigmalan in the Yonshah, ShePetalan in the Yonshah shows there. But the Gemara going claims that even though the text of that particular bracha does not appear in the Gemara, the whole institution of the bracha doesn't appear in the Gemara, but he claims obviously it did exist as Mana Talmud, if the Bereshit Rabba mentions it, Bereshit Rabba from the Amoraim, so he says you should say B'Shem HaMalchus. The others disagree, they think that it was added on the first Talmudic. They don't believe that it existed as Mana Gemara. Either Bereshit Rabba, I don't know. But you know, because to have a bracha doesn't have to be mentioned in the Gemara, as long as it existed, in the days of the Gemara, as long as it was instituted, composed by the Anshek Nesadibayla. So that's what he's alluding to over here. He says, look, in Siman Mundal, in Masha Kassav, in Mishem Ha'achraimim, the Baruch Shama Yishtabachil, it's Akana Kedumo. He quotes this in the Mishkan of Yankiv. Mishkan of Yankiv, Rabbi Yankiv Kalina, has all sugar, but he quotes this Tzvi Chodosh, who disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He says, you can't answer. Someone else says, Baruch Hashem, you're going to answer Ram in the middle of Baruch Shama. No, Baruch Shama is a regular bracha. can't enter Amen Yehishmei Rabba or something like that, but you can't enter Amen after Sha'akomi of the Dvorah. He says that Tarkana Kedumah, so that's why he recommends you shouldn't delay everything over here. Just because you missed the Baruchel, you shouldn't start from Baruchel and go straight and then take Sukkot Azimah later without the Baruchel. Start from Sukkot Azimah. You missed the Baruchel, you missed the Baruchel. So you'll learn next time to come on time. Here they're talking about people coming late to the minyan and making another minyan. So they have a din in Shulchan Aruch. The chazan for the second minyan shouldn't stand in the same location where the chazan for the first minyan stood. Mishum Togoma Shel Rishon. The people will think, me are there. If some of the first people weren't late, they were the davening, because why then did they put up a new chazan? So if you want to have a second minyan, you should have it in a different location. So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a minute. What is it the Dovah Yadua? Is it 6 o'clock minyan, the 7 o'clock minyan, 8 o'clock minyan, 9 o'clock minyan? No, every hour there's another minyan. So he quotes the Achrayim and say that if there's a minyan kavua, everybody knows that then there's no crime. That's what some Achrayim say also. If there's a second minyan in the same shul, they shouldn't. But they say they shouldn't lane something, they shouldn't lane from the same sacred Torah that the first minyan lane from, because people will think that the first people weren't Yosef Kriyas HaTorah. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. There's a 7 o'clock minyan and a 9 o'clock minyan on Shabbos. We always lane from the same sacred Torah. What are they going to be concerned? Someone's going to be choshed about what? Everybody knows this is the first minyan, this is the second minyan. There's no chashash. You're going to think that the first Balkari wasn't good and had to do it over. It's printed in the schedule of the shul that there's two minyanim. It's not a concern. The same as he writes over here. There's no one's going to cast dispersions on anybody. Sid Beis in the Mechaber on page 106 is a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah Megillah. A sumo. Does it make sense that he said Yom Tov Baruch Hashem? Can he praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu? For light. This is wrong. The Oris Miyam of it. At one time he was able to see, he lost his vision, he lost his sight later in life, and he's for sure he says the Bokhi Yatzerah. What if he was always blind? What if Loy Rom the Oris Miyam of? So that's the Machloeg Safanan. So we pass through that he still says the Bokh. He can still be, he still says the Bokh of Yatzerah of Oichosh. There the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you can allow the Summer to be the Chazan, to be most even others, he's Machoyah, but not a Kotan. So the last Mishnah Berurah on page 106, the Kotan Yusef, Yesh Lemnar Mekotan Shalai Yifr Tal Hashmai, shouldn't allow him to be the Shliach Tzibah. The Shliach Tzibah has to be one of Mechui Bedavah, if he's a Kotan, he's not Mechui. What if the kid is 13, but we didn't check to see if he has Shtei Cyrus, and really Bar Mitzvah means Shana Nisim, or he has to be 13, Yudgim Oshani Yamechaz Yitzvah Shtei Cyrus. And then he says, no, with respect to being the Chazan, to say Kaddish and Kedusha, and this is only a Dinder Rabbanon, you don't have to look. If you know that he does not stay silent, then he's not a Kohen. But if you don't know one way or the other, you have a right to assume, since Bichas Chiyash Medir Rabbanim, you assume Kol Shehigir L'Chlal Shonim, Higir L'Chlal Sigmanim, you assume that he probably has to stay silent. This is not Gemara. The Gemara says that with respect to performing Chalitza, where the godless is really required in the Torah, then you have to check to see the will of people involved, the Yavim or the Yavim, to make sure that they have stay silent. But usually with other dinim, you don't have to check. So that's a machloikis and achlein. What does that mean? Chalitza is different. Chalitza represents the whole category of all the dinim deraisa. You have to be bodik for the simonim. As opposed to dinim derabon, you don't have to be bodik. Let's say bin mitzah to a minion. The Moshe says that a minion needs a psari yisrael, and then echon the emrisim son, that's only the derabonim. Dabba should be gdusha needs a minion deraisa, that's the yehoi gwa yavar. Do you need a minion in a tefer? Dabba should be gdusha, say kach gdusha bochum, needs a minion, that's only the derabonim. But we mentioned how Moshe said, no, that you can even start a cotton and whatever, these are only coolest by the din of Rabbanim, by the din of the Yahar, by Yahweh, they're no coolest, you have to have 10 years to even give up. So that's what some Achlein say. Other Achlein say, not even Machman by Yod, they're right, it's only Machman by Chalit. Chalit means the Yonim of Dovish Adiyar, but those kind of things, that's more serious. But even, let's say, the kid should learn Pasha Zohar, which many hold is their right. So as long as he's 13 years old, so maybe you don't even have to check Shteisaris for the din and deraisa either. But the Mishnah Berurah usually writes it like that, it's deraisa versus the Rabban. He doesn't say even within deraisa is gufa, we're only machmet to be buried to Sinanim by Dov should be able to sign a death or to Let's say Kashrim and Oisei is in the Sefer Torah. That's a din deraita, but it's not like signing a get where it says Shana Brava should be Arab. So would you allow a Shabbos who goes by Mitzvah last week, would you allow him Kashrim and Oisei is in the Sefer Torah? So that would be a Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah is usually Machmana. He says, by all deraitas we require the Dika Siman. That's very right. It's only an asnachta that we apply to Dovah Shabbat Dushan. He said that's why the dinam is slightly different. By the Yahrib, by Yahweh, which is real din, the right to meet Asari Israelim, and meet Asari Israelim, and Shorim, and Greek. And you don't cut any quarters. You can't do Mitzvah one Eved, you can't do Mitzvah one Kotzim, you can't do Mitzvah one Isha. But by davening a minion, then the Shulchan Aruch says the minion is lahakot be mitzaref a kotzim to the minion, and maybe even an eved one opinion, and one obscure opinion, even one isha can be mitzaref mitzaref to the minion. Sim and Ayin, you have the list of the people who are part of from Kriya Shema for various reasons. Some Noshim and Avadim is mitzvah as the Shazman Gomer. The Kriya Gomer has a wild, fantastic charisis. He wants to explain that the oil might is a din deraita. He has in the Sefer Tevas Goyma. He can go to know the Sefer HaFumish, that's called Tevas Goyma. But in every parsha he has at least three pieces. Three paragraphs, one on Gemara, one on Medrash, and one on Agodah. So that's Rashi Tevas Goyma, Gimel Mem Aleph. It's Gemara, Medrash, Agodah. Agodah means Dush. Medrash is a Medrash, and Agodah means a Dush. So in the Tevas Goyma he has every so often the person refer you to that Primogodim Sefer Tevas Goyma. So on Chumash he has this voice. He says, why does the Oyel Moed say that women should recite Pasuk Rishon the Azah Harifas? He wants to say, like the Kesef Mishnah, that when Atar does not such thing, it does not Kriya Shema. So on the level of the right, the Kriya Shema is not a Mitzvah Sesha Shazman Gram. So the women are Mechuyah. But when Atar, you only have to say Pasuk Rishon, like the Ramban and the Mokhamas. So the women are Mechuyah to say Pasuk Rishon. But once they made a Takanim with the Rabbanon, that there is a Tavzman Kriya Shema, so Kriya Shema de Rabbanon is a Mitzvah Sesh Shazman Gomer. So Kriya Shema de Rabbanon means there was Gimel Pashim, with the Bichos Kriya Shema. But on the level of the right, the Kriya Shema de right is like the Mocham, is only Pasuk Rishon, so that's not a Mitzvah Sesh Shazman Gomer. If you follow the Kesef Mishnah, if you put together all of these premises, then it comes out that the Oyel Moed is a Din De Raita, that the women are Mechit to say Pasuk Rishon. That's not the way it says in the Mishnah, but Mishnah Berurah says, why not? Nachon hu, Shulchan Aruch writes, Nachon hu lelamdem shikab lalei malchus shaman. It doesn't say that it's min atzeirah. Because on the level of the right, it's a mitzvah shalom is mandam. It doesn't say that. Tanim is a machlokes Rashi in Rabbeinu Tam, on the Mishnah, in Brachos, it says that Moshem Abanim Ksan Matum Apurim Mi Kriya Shema. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's a Kaddish Shalai Gila Chinuch, but if the kid is a Gila Chinuch, so there's a Din of Chinuch on Kriya Shema as well. And Rashi writes, no. The Kaddish, even if he's a Gila Chinuch for other mitzvahs, it's a Kriya Shema as well, Gila Chinuch. So usually the father has to wake up and daven in the early morning in order to go to work, and the kid is sleeping late. The kid goes to Cheder, but the Cheder family begins after Sosman Kriya Shema. So after Sosman Kriya Shema, there's no Chinuch. In the Chanukah Shabbos, they say Kriya Shema at the wrong time of the day. And then, when the father got home from work, the kid is sleeping already in bed. So the father has no, and the mother has no Chiyuv Chinuch. The Chiyuv Chinuch is only on the father. So the father is not around when the kid is supposed to be trained to say Kriya Shema properly. And there's no Din of Chinuch on the kid on his own. That's what Rashi knows. And the Chabad writes, well, leading to Rabbeinu Tam. The proper practice, you should do like Rabbeinu Tam, that when the kid is to give a Chinuch, you should train him to say Kriya Shema. Not like Rashi. Rashi says the father's never going to be around during his Zman Kriya Shema, so he doesn't have to train the kids to say Kriya Shema until he's Bar Mitzvah. They don't follow that opinion. The Rambam also quotes it like Rashi, but he doesn't give the reason of Rashi, just writes, the other last came with some mitzvahs, there is a Din of Chinuch, and other mitzvahs, there's no Din of Chinuch, and writes on Kriya Shema, there's no Din of Chinuch. Questionable, why is no Din of Chinuch on Kriya Shema? Very answer it. Then the Mechaber writes the din in the Mishnah Chosn is Pater from Kriya Shema up until the time that he does the din Rishayna because he's nervous, he's concerned if he's marrying a Pfula. So just getting married for the first time. Marries an Almana to the woman who's already experienced. And even if he has no experience, she'll already guide him. But if he's marrying a Pfula, then he's Torah tiered in a Mitzvah, so it's considered Isaac and Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. The Mechaber writes that the din doesn't apply this manager. don't mean the Bizmar Rishon that they actually used to be mechaber when they said Krishna. Bizmar Rishon, they were not mechaber all year long. You can't say that he's so Torah to the mitzvah, he can't recite the psukim. He can recite the psukim. Rashi happens to hold, Rashi, the first Rashi and Brachas, happens to write that we all got married early, so no one would get to the Kriya Shema because he said before, it says, you've got to repeat again, Kriya Shema Alamitra. The Rashi in the Chubas, in the back of the Gemara, one of the Chayim quotes, Rashi in the Chubas says that the Chasim is part of the Kriya Shema, so it says that it means, it's not part of from Kriya Shema and Davinik, it's out of Minyan by the Chasim speech. Why can't he got married? What is he nervous at that? What is it to be nervous about? No! That minion is also before Tesha Sechavah. It's Tesha from Kriya Shema Alamito, because then he's in bed, so he's ready to go to sleep. So then he started Tesha in Nisa, but it's not Tesha from Davening and Shul. That's what Achrani called a Chuvah Rashi. It's Rashi Lushitosa. So Rashi interpreted the Mishnah based on his understanding, based on his practice. In the days of Rashi, the Kriya Shema Alamito was the Kriya Shema Deraisa. So Rashi interpreted that that's what the Mishnah means. The Chasan is Tesha from Kriya Shema, means Kriya Shema Alamito is Tesha from. But not the Kriya Shema Amshu. Then we have a quote that says, Sefta, one of Oisik the Sochit Tzibur is not supposed to be mopskish to say Kriya Shema. He should continue and finish all the Sochit Tzibur. It's not proper to be mopskish in the middle. Okay, the next statement is about Hilchus Misha